The Fanatic.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. Whoa. When I bought the Aston, y'all thought it was raining.
Well, Monday Night Football, Tyler Zuli, Pat Egan, Eagles, Redskins. It is the Fanatic in-game live. The Eagles have already started with the ball, 3rd and 4. You miss a lot when you miss 2 minutes. So we'll see how Carson Wentz does it, and how Carson Wentz does with the 3rd and 4, and then we will get our predictions coming up. We're usually better with the predictions, but we got on a little bit late. Let's see what happens with the. You got to fight for that. There you go. All right. So Alshon Jeffrey picks up the first down. And Tyler, let's act like this game hasn't already started, and let's act like we are going to just do the predictions. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, you kind of put it out on Twitter to say you want to vent and have people vent. I think this is one of those games where the team just, you know, they reel you in for one more game, one more week. I think the Eagles win this one. The Redskins do have a good defense, but the only concern about the Redskins' defense is the fact that they're going to be on the field a lot if Colt McCoy can't move the ball down the field. I'm going to take the Eagles in a low-scoring game. I'm going to say the Eagles win this one 24-17, and they get a victory.
All right, first of all, I just said if they're losing to Colt McCoy, feel free to call us up and vent. I didn't say it was going to happen. I just said if
you prefaced
it
with negativity, so I had to.
Yeah, because who out there can't see them losing a game to Colt McCoy?
They've done it before. I mean, not to Colt McCoy, but the quarterbacks
that's my
McCoy.
Like, they've done it this season where a guy like Colt McCoy comes in and you're like, oh, Eagles got this. It's Colt McCoy. You know, Eagles got this. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Eagles got this. It's Marcus Mariota. And what happens? They end up losing the game. So I could see it happening. I end up along the same. I think it's going to be 30-24 Eagles. I think at the end of the day, they keep it alive. They keep the hope alive. One more game. Really good move. That's a get out of bounds. There we go. That is a great throw by Carson Wentz. Like, that was vintage Carson Wentz right there, to elude the defenders, buy some time, and just float a beautiful ball to Golden Tate. The reason I was saying get out of bounds, I was talking to the football because Golden Tate ends up fumbling the ball. Luckily, it went out of bounds. So Eagles' offense is driving early.
Yeah, marching right away. And I love how you call it vintage Carson. Like the guy's been like in the league for 10 years.
Like the guy's like Eli Manning.
He's a third-year quarterback. That's a scary throw. That's a great catch by Ertz.
That is. It's a very scary throw.
But to your point about the vintage Carson, that was put on a dime. And he extended the pocket in the first place to make the play. So he gets out of the pocket, extends the play, and then puts it, right over Golden Tate's shoulder, where he's the only one that's catching it.
Yeah, that reminded me of the play that he made in his, I want to say his either his maybe it was his first year against Pittsburgh, where he eluded defenders and just threw a gorgeous ball to Darren Sproles, like right on the money. Great run by Josh Adams. This is something, Tyler, that we really have not seen this season, and that is the Eagles offense performing on their first drive. And then the key for me, though, is you need to score. Because too many times this season, we've sat here and we waited for the offense to show up, and finally it does. And we're starting to feel ourselves a little bit, and next thing you know, the drive stalls around right where they're at, around like the 20. So for me, it's key that they actually punch this ball in and score.
Well, and this show, if you've learned one thing, it's like this show is brought to you by the word sustainability and the number 3, because the Eagles have not had sustained drives yet this year.
He was down.
And so far, this has been a very sustained drive. Now, like you said, to that point, it doesn't matter if you sustain if you don't get any points.
Yeah, and that's my issue is too many times this season, it's like the drive stalled and they settle for 3. And I've said to it last week that this season's been settling. It's been we'll settle for 3, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll settle. And you need to actually put the ball in the end zone. I'll tell you what, man, he showed it the past couple weeks. Josh Adams is running strong.
He's really running well, and he consistently has his eyes downfield.
Yeah.
He never has them down.
You're right. Yeah, he's constantly looking for, all right, who's the next guy I got to beat? Who's the next guy to beat? Now, the blocking on this drive has been tremendous. But, I mean, right there, you see off the block, and Josh Adams picks up. What is up with him fumbling, by the way? That's the second time he's done that. Now, granted, that was
Corey Clement.
Okay, all right, I'll back up.
But you're right, it's the third time on this drive that a player's fumbled the football.
Yeah.
You don't get lucky that many times. It's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah, the run blocking this drive has been really, really strong.
You know, the big boys up front like getting at guys. They don't want to wait back.
Well, so here's my thing. You've got Corey Clement, who, we you know, second-year running back. Now you've got Josh Adams, second-year or first-year running back, rookie undrafted free agent. If he can show you something for the rest of the season, does that take away your need for a running back in the draft?
No, it doesn't, but I think it takes away from the need to draft a running back, like, let's say, like in the second round.
Yeah.
Right. You could go and get somebody, because if we've learned anything, there are dominant running backs, Alvin Kamara being probably case number one,
yeah,
that you can get in the third and fourth round. So
David Johnson, similar.
Right, exactly. And it kills you from having to take a running back in the second round or even in the first round if you have a guy like Josh Adams who could be your change of pace back.
Yeah, and unfortunately they tried that with Big Papa Pump, Donnell Pumphrey, and it did not work because he was trash.
Well, he was also 5 foot tall and weighed 12 pounds.
I can't take that because I'm sitting here with Darren Sproles on my team who's been effective, so I don't blame them for...
But Darren Sproles was always significantly stronger than Pumphrey ever
yes,
was.
Yes, very, very much, but... You know, I think they were going for the Darren Sproles clone when they drafted him. It just didn't...
The do-it-all guy.
It didn't work out.
Right.
A lot's made of that pick, the Donald Pumphrey pick, because it didn't work out. But what's amazing to me is most fourth-round picks, you know, if they bust, you're like, whatever, it's a fourth-round pick. What did I really expect? But they sold that to the media as, you know, hey, this is going to be your Darren Sproles replacement. It's the only running back you drafted since Wendell Smallwood in the fifth. So you're like, all right, you know, maybe we can get something out of this guy, and it doesn't end up happening. The backlash for that pick to me was a little unwarranted. Although they did pass on some really good running backs, that hurts. Oh, they jumped. They did. They got away with one, man, because Lane Johnson jumped. Wow, I didn't think that was a good thrown ball, man. And Golden Tate ends up picking up his first touchdown as an Eagle. Doing the worm, by the way, that is not easy to do. Have you ever tried to do the worm?
Yeah, I'm not nearly athletic enough to do it.
Not easy to do.
No chance.
I didn't think that Carson zipped that in there tight enough. I thought that was going to get knocked away. As he steps up, Lane Johnson does a great job of keeping the defensive end away from him. I thought on the move, I didn't think he zipped that in there hard enough for Golden Tate to get it. But I stand corrected. He did, and the Eagles pick up. I would love to see a stat. Is that the first time this season they've scored a touchdown on their first drive?
On their first drive? It's very well conceivable. I don't know entirely. We could be making that up, but it seems like
I'm sure
it.
Twitter will
it
let
sure
us know.
It sure feels like it. But let me ask you this. There were three numbers that just popped up on the screen that were, they're all within the same realm, but I want to know your opinion. What's the most impressive? 12 plays, 75 yards, or 7.5 minutes?
For this team this season, 12 plays, 75 yards.
So it's more the longevity.
It's the fact that they were able to sustain a drive. You know, you can milk a clock, but to actually sit there and sustain a drive, this team hasn't done that really all season long. So for me, that's the most impressive thing, because I just this season they've started to get in a groove a little bit, and then it just dies. And this is to me, this is the first time I can remember really all season with the Carson Wentz squad early in the game where they've been able to do that, like just dictate the way that they really did last season.
Oh, it was punishing last year. Last year it was almost like, you know, we're going to put our foot, you know, on your chest and we're going to stomp, and we can, and you're not going to do anything to stop us. And that was kind of an indicative drive of what last year looked like. And why this team is 5-6 this year and not, you know, 7-5 or 7-4 or whatever, you know, whatever kind of record it is because they don't have drives where they go, we're better than you and we know it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that this entire game's going to turn out that way, but that drive sure felt that way.
Yeah, it did. It just, there weren't a lot of complaints that I could think of with that drive.
No.
Other than the
fumbling issue.
Yeah, if we get that all game long, it's going to be easy. We're going to be breaking down the Phillies all season, if that's the case.
We may be getting out of here early tonight.
I hope not. I genuinely like doing this game.
No, this is enjoyable.
This is fun. We're having fun now.
But
now, the defense has not stepped on the field yet.
And that's the concern. But it's Colt McCoy at the same time. Does that bug you? Because it doesn't say anything to me. Now, I know you talked about it, and we kind of half joked, half serious, talked about how, you know, these less than stellar quarterbacks have made the Eagles look bad in the past. Yeah, Colt McCoy doesn't bother me.
Yeah, he doesn't bother me at all. I look at Colt. Did you watch the show Friday Night Lights?
Yes.
I look at Colt McCoy like a Friday Night Lights, like a quarterback that went from Dillon. You know, like the undersized quarterback who just found ways to win. Yet, he hasn't really done that in the pros. He's a good backup. He's solid, but he's just not a guy that was going to strike fear into you the way that maybe other quarterbacks did. You know, but he had this pedigree coming out of high school in Texas, like he had never lost a game or something crazy like that, and goes to Texas, and I think he went on a hot streak when he was a freshman quarterback there, and he just got. It's never a good sign when you're a quarterback and you're not named Baker Mayfield and you get drafted by the Browns. Never a good sign.
So you're really just kind of saying the fact that Baker's played well for his first five games or six games or whatever.
I'm a Baker believer.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah.
And I wasn't coming out of school.
But before Baker, name me one quarterback they've drafted that's been like serviceable, like better than good.
You can name
a couple good, but you can't name better than good.
Next question.
Exactly. All right. So Colt McCoy, as we crap all over him, starts off. It looks like Adrian Peterson heard footsteps.
Which is funny because Adrian Peterson's not a footstep guy.
I might be reading into that too much. So I met him at the Maxwell Football Awards years ago. This is actually after the season where he had his ACL injury and he came back like better than ever. And everybody was like, he's a medical marvel.
He's a robot.
So he's on the stage and I think he got interviewed by Mike and I was there doing like promotion stuff. And at the end, I was like, do you mind if I get a picture? And he's like, sure. And he put his hand on the back of my neck to like pose for the picture. And his strength was insane.
He probably was not doing anything intentional.
No, and that's the thing. He could have broke me in half with one hand and not even flinched. Like he is that much of a physical force. Does he worry you at all as the defense wraps him up for a loss? Does he worry you at all? Because he seems this season to have found like a fountain of youth, a second life in Washington.
Well, I don't even know if it's necessarily a fountain of youth. I think it's just the Redskins have figured out a way to use him well that the Saints simply weren't able to do, and the Cardinals couldn't do either because the Cardinals' offense was, well, let's face it, pretty bad to terrible. And the Saints, know how the Saints' offense operates, and he doesn't operate in that same system. No, he's a straight ahead runner for the most part at this point in his career.
And the Saints didn't even look like they were interested in integrating him to their offense.
They had no care once they realized that Kamara could play.
Yeah, boy, he can. Tyler, here's some analysis. That guy can play. That guy can really
Kamara.
Play.
Yes. Yeah, he's okay.
He's a really good running back. All right, back to the actual game as the Redskins drive continues.
Chris Thompson is actually the back that worries me more.
Really?
Because of his pass catching abilities. Yes, you get him out in space and it's a mismatch with the linebacking core. Because of the fact that, quite honestly, the best player that had the ability to cover him last year was Michael Kendricks. And, you know, obviously for many reasons, he's not on the team.
Quickly, do you see what I'm seeing?
They're up a little bit.
Yeah, they're not really in prevent.
It's four back, but they are up a little bit.
But they weren't at, you know, doing their whole, like, we're going to back up to literally the line.
And let guys run at us.
And just let them, look at this.
So maybe he's learning.
Tyler, to me, this is key, is the fact that your offense was able to go down the field and have a long, sustained drive that ends with seven, and now your defense comes out and immediately gets a three and out. Like, at home, on Monday night, you've got an extra rest, you've got Darren Sproles back, should add a little bit of a spark plug to the offense. This, to me, was key starting out, that you just kind of dictate that pace. Because too many times this season, the opposite has happened to the Eagles. You know, they'll be the team that's getting scored on the first drive. They'll be the team that's going out and getting three and out at the first drive. And this week, it's completely different. I don't know if it's a mentality that they have. I don't know if it was going to be a practice. I don't know if it's the fact that the Cowboys all of a sudden look like they can play football, and now you're sitting two back when you thought you'd be sitting, you know, in a possibility to be tied for the division league. I don't know what it is.
This isn't a spot that you want to be in, but it's a spot that they can still come back from. They're not dead. They're on life support, but they're not dead.
Yeah.
And like I said, this isn't a spot you want to be in
critical
if you're the
condition.
Eagles. Yes, but the recovery time is week to week. You know, you win this week. You don't worry about Dallas. You don't worry about Houston or LA or Dallas or Washington a second time. You worry about this week. And if you can control tempo and win this week, it doesn't look good. It still doesn't look good, but it looks better. It's less bleak than it was 24 hours ago. And you're right. It did look like the Cowboys had finally shown that their defense is quite good and they can play. But that doesn't mean that a team that's one game ahead of you at 7-5, if you're 6-6 at the end of the week, that doesn't concern you nearly as much as it does if you lose this game.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, I don't think Dak Prescott is that good of a quarterback.
See, I like Dak more than you do.
Yeah, I think Dak
is above game manager. I think you're at like that game manager.
I'm at game manager. So, I'm at slightly above game manager, but I'm not.
I like him less than you. I think that's unquestionable.
That's fair to say. Let me ask you this, because I think you hate both of these guys pretty equally. If you have your option of Dak and Mariota, who do you take?
Mariota.
Okay. Not see, I close. Differ. I take Dak.
Oh, I take Mariota. I've seen Mariota at least make throws.
Dak has done a good job recently, though, of being able to use his legs to extend the play. That's
Dak's thing, is their run game. Like, Dak is nobody without Zeke.
That's not arguable. I agree.
And I've seen other quarterbacks survive with just Dreck at the running back spot. I mean, case in point, like Carson Wentz has survived with guys like LeGarrette Blount who've been tossed aside, and Corey Clement under the free agents. Like, he survived with that. Now, to compare the two is, you know, at this point it's ridiculous because Wentz is a better quarterback. But when I look at Dak, it's like, I feel like he needs the Matt Ryan career. And what I mean by that is, you know, Matt Ryan, we've talked about this off air. Nobody talks about the fact he came into the league and he had like Tony Gonzalez, Julio Jones,
Roddy White.
Like, he never had to worry about who am I throwing to? I don't have a weapon.
Went running back from Michael Turner to Devontae Foreman. Steven Jackson in between, excuse me.
Like, he always had weapons. And Dak, if he doesn't have, like, he can't make chicken salad out of chicken you know what.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not going to sit here and argue, like, you know, Dak's a world beater. But I think that he's better than what you give him credit for.
You're wearing a Dak jersey right now.
I'm wearing an Alshon Jeffrey shirt.
Check the tape, man.
With a Phillies jacket.
You're wearing a Dak jersey. Yeah, you're all Phillied up today, huh?
Oh, I'm Phillied up.
Jane Segura.
I'm ready to make the switch.
Yeah, that was exciting tweets to read last night when I got home. I was all Gene Segura up.
I didn't have anybody to talk to because everybody was asleep at my house.
Oh, you could have texted me.
I should have called you. We could have pretended like we were doing a show.
Well, so I had a hockey game last night against Martinez, actually.
How did that go?
We lost 5-3. Martinez played well. He always does. I played poorly. I always do.
Any points for you?
No. As Carson... Ooh, that was almost a really, really nice grab by Dallas Goedert. One of my guys hit the post and the puck dropped like right in front of me, and I went to go smash it in, and I've never seen Martinez move. Like, the last time Martinez moved that quick, it was like a Papa John's food drop. I mean, he just like immediately was like bang and put his glove on it.
Good for Jason, man.
Jason's legit. Everybody likes to joke with us about, by the way, 3rd and 4. How nobody's athletic.
Yeah, we'll get it back to the Eagles eventually.
Eventually, but we're talking about men's league hockey. No. 3rd and 4. I have confidence they'll pick this up. Let's see how stupid I am. All right, I'm an idiot. Because they don't pick it up. Darren Sproles runs into a pile, and
see,
they'll end up punting.
That's just a bad play call. You're going to go with a guy that has been banged up all year.
On a key third down play.
Right, on a big third down play, who is not a power running back.
No, I don't get that either, man. Josh Adams is running the ball real hard. That goes into my, you know, dissatisfaction with Deuce Staley. It's like, why are you... You know, sub Darren Sproles in on first down.
Yeah, it becomes more and more evident each week that his packages and his substitution patterns are either totally questionable or just straight up out of whack.
Oh yeah, it's head scratching. You know, it's like he's at times like he's a Pop Warner coach trying to get everybody in.
Everybody paid their dues,
money, so it's like it doesn't matter if it's 3rd down and 4 and you've got a bigger running back that you might be able to pick up those yards with. Now, granted, I don't know if Josh Adams or if Corey Clement were going to be able to pick up that first down because the Redskins had great penetration. The blocking wasn't there, but
you know, it's just a head-scratching situation. Did we break at 40 or do we break at 40? Okay. All right, so we'll break now with the defense coming on the field. It is Pat Egan. It is Tyler Zuli. We'll take in your in-game analysis live on air as the Eagles battle the Redskins. They're up 7-0. They are about to punt on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. RV with ATV and motorbike. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com with free shipping and 8 Energizer batteries included.
Our tradition each year, the Hess Truck's here.
Napa know-how.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $17.99. Just $17.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's deal of the year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options. We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey, like who will be the next goal scorer, who will win the next faceoff, which team will be penalized next. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, after a busted play by Rasul Douglas, who he just... bad coverage. He got beat on a double move. He slipped and gave up a big chunk of yardage. He had made a really nice open field tackle. Is there a flag on that? Yeah, I was waiting for it. Yep, LeBlanc. Tyler, I can't for the life of me figure out if you are an opposing quarterback, why don't you just target LeBlanc, LeBlanc, LeBlanc?
Well, you know, it's actually
kind of funny about it.
He actually played fairly well last week.
I understand. The whole defense, the whole secondary played a lot better than I thought they were going to.
Correct.
All right, I got to give him credit for that. And I think I even said as much last week. With that said, it's LeBlanc.
It's Cravion LeBlanc.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you. I would attack him too, but I'd attack the entire secondary.
Last week, I don't understand why Eli didn't attack him. And
because last week, Pat Shurmur made probably the worst coaching decision in the history of football by taking the ball out of his best player's hands for the second half.
You know what the best part about last week was? The fact that Pat Shurmur will not get fired after 1 year. And that guy is, you know, in charge of one of our division rivals. That was the best part. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's go to Carl in Mayfair. Carl, you're on the Fanatic.
Hello?
Hello. I love these people who call up, and you think that you're, like, that dude waited for 30 minutes to get on. And it's like, you're that much of an idiot that you think that whatever bad thing you say is actually going to get on the air. Like, if you have that much time on your hands, like, do yourself, go get a friend. Just go get a friend. Go find somebody. Get on Tinder. Sign up. Because you're just wasting you're wasting your time. You're wasting all of our times. Eagles defense struggling a little bit this drive. Back to the actual game. Adrian Peterson, 940 yards from scrimmage. I did not expect him to have a resurgence at all in Washington, but here we are. The Redskins sit at the 15-yard line, a little bit under the 15-yard line. Wow, what the hell was that? There's got to be flags on that. Definitely a false start. There we go. That'll back them up. But they're in field goal range. This worry this drive?
No, not yet. And simply because of the fact that, like we talked about, it's Colt McCoy. And so until I've seen something with, you know, some kind of big drive development, no, not yet. And, you backed up on the false start. This is not an easy down to pick up by any means.
The big problem with this drive was the Russell Douglas, like the second play of the drive, third play of the drive, whatever it was, the big gain. That really cost him. If they could get him here, which step up, there we go. Good job by Malcolm Jenkins to rush him.
There you go. You push him back even further. Now it's third and long.
Now
here comes picket fence.
And that's the issue, is we're all waiting for it. Because there's only so much that Jim Schwartz can change in 1 week. He already changed a little bit by not having them on the line. And now we're going to wait for picket fence. Michael Bennett, man, looks like a man possessed.
Michael Bennett's been a tremendous pickup this season. And I think, quite honestly, nobody is talking about it as much as they should because of the fact that the team's 5-6. You talk about the coordinators, you talk about coach, you talk about the quarterback.
Well, it's been a lot of, like, who's to blame for this season, you know? Like, let's blame Howie, let's blame Doug, let's blame Mike Groh, let's blame... There's not been a lot of positivity to point to and say, oh, well, this guy's playing well, because, honestly, there haven't been a lot of guys who are playing well. One of the few guys who is, though, is Michael Bennett, and that was a move in the offseason that had a lot of people... you know, they weren't digging it. A lot of callers that we had.
Well, and
weren't
I think
a fan of it.
The problem too being was who you brought in.
Yes,
it doesn't have anything to do with Michael Bennett on the field. They didn't like Michael Bennett off the field for whatever reason. They didn't like that.
Yeah,
this is the productivity you get when you get Michael Bennett in true form. He's okay with being, you know, a guy that's going to rotate in and out. He's fresh and he's playing well.
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, he seemed like he might be a problem at the beginning of the season with snap counts and whatnot. He just didn't seem like he was kind of buying in. I don't know if that changed or if he just started playing better or if they gave him more playing time, whatever it was. But he has been one of the few bright spots on this team and one of the few guys, too, that's actually stayed healthy. Yeah, that's been a problem all season long with the Eagles. It's well known. I mean, the secondary is completely... shot because of injuries. Now they got some help back today. Thank God they got some help back. The Jalen Mills injury, man, is weird. I did not expect him to still be out with this foot injury.
Yeah, I think that it's got to be something deeper than what they're telling us, which, quite honestly, is fair. It's a fair assessment.
But usually, like, that'll come out. Usually it comes out of like, hey, you know, it's like you find out what the injury is. And this isn't hockey where it's lower body, upper body.
But I'm curious, in this city specifically, with everything that's gone on, and I know it's a different team and it's a different league, but with everything that's gone on with Markelle Fultz, why would another team be willing to come out and say, yes, this is what's going on and this is how long we expect them out? If you're Doug Peterson, if you don't have to give anything, don't give anything.
Yeah, transparency isn't
it's not a thing in sports anymore. And no, it hasn't been for a long time in the NHL, like you said. Everything shoulders and up is upper body, and everything else is lower body.
That's so frustrating. I mean, as a hockey fan, I can't.
But at the same time, when you hear upper body, you almost assume concussion.
Yep.
So you can kind of put that aside.
Usually. All right, 3rd and 20, they go for a screen pass. There's a flag on the play. Let's see what it is.
Well, it looked away from the tackle. Yeah,
I didn't see it.
I thought at first it may have been a horse collar, but it looked like it was away from the play.
It definitely wasn't a horse collar because he grabbed him by the jersey, and it definitely was not. Like, he didn't. Or he wrapped him up. It wasn't a horse collar. Let's see what it is. Block in the back, offense. So that'll back him up even more. And at one point, man, they were on the pretty close to the 14-yard line.
Now they'll be backed up to almost the 30.
Now they're going to be backed up even more.
Trent Williams, man. Talk about a guy. You know how we talk about Jason Peters and how he's always hurt? Trent Williams is the same way.
Yep.
And he is, when he's on the field, he is a stud tackle.
He has Hall of Fame level talent.
I think he's just as good when healthy as Jason Peters was.
All right, 3rd and 30. Let's see how the defense messes this one up. I joke, a kid, because... I don't think that Jim Schwartz can mess up 3rd and 30 against Colt McCoy.
You would think so.
Colt McCoy. Let's see. In the middle of the field. Yeah, so they're just trying to get closer to field goal range. Defense holds. They bend, don't break. And it'll end up being, I'm not a mathematician here, but it will take the 26-yard line. Back
that's
that
43?
Up.
43?
Around there.
Approximately
it's
43.
It's makeable for an NFL kicker is what it is. Have you noticed in the NFL that since they backed up the extra point, it seems to, I mean, I haven't seen any research or anything, but it seems like a lot more kickers miss these 40-yarders, miss the 30-yarders, since they backed it up.
You think it's in their head?
I don't know. I'd be very interested to actually, like, hear a kicker on record talk about if it has. And as I say this, Hopkins drills it. So the Redskins get within 4. It is 7-3 right now, 13:46 in the second quarter. Let's take a call. Let's go to TJ in South Jersey. TJ, you're on the Fanatic.
What's up, my man? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. So I just got out of work about a half hour ago. I rushed to my car, turned the radio on to hear you guys saying good things about the Eagles. Made my night.
They look good, TJ. I mean, the first drive, man, they went out there, they dictated pace, they had a 7-minute drive. They end up scoring on that drive. And then the defense comes out and they hold them to a 3rd and out. The defense was just able to hold them to a field goal. So early on, this is an Eagles team, TJ, that we really have not seen all season long. It's been a pleasant surprise.
That's awesome. Yeah, like I said, you just made my night. I called earlier. Given my optimism about the game and how I wasn't going to get my hopes up as if it was a sure win. But I think my hopes are back. I got my hopes up. Hopefully it doesn't crash down in my face.
Yeah, me too, TJ. I hope you're right, and I appreciate the phone call. I don't want to be sitting here in an hour talking about where I went wrong.
No, but I think TJ's mindset is the mindset of a lot of fans.
Agreed.
It's cautious optimism.
Yes.
Hey, the Eagles can win this game, but I've seen it happen where they blow a lead against Carolina, where they blow a lead against Tennessee. I'm going to step back a couple steps and evaluate from, I feel like a lot of fans are almost going to be about as objective on this game as they've been in years for an Eagles game, because if they win, they can say, yep, another week I was in, that's great. And if they're out, if they lose, they can get out really easily.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, man. When the season started, If you were to sit here and tell me you would be concerned about a Colt McCoy-led Redskins team in week whatever the hell this is, I would have laughed in your face, for sure. Would have laughed in your face. And yet, here we are. And I think a lot of Eagles fans are with us, where it's the cautious optimism of, look, they should be able to. I mean, even with all their injuries, even with all their issues, they should be able to overcome and beat the Redskins tonight. Yet we've seen it happen too many times this season where they just fall short. So because of that, there is cautious optimism. I heard the guys on the pregame show talk about it, like laughing when callers are calling up saying this is going to be easy work. I hope all those callers are correct, but I stand with the guys on the pregame show. I stand with Jason and Bob and Devon, where like no game this season has really been easy work. You know,
the one Giants game.
That was it. That was it. And the Giants.
And that's kind of what the precedent should be for a 5-6 team.
Yes, and the Giants are terrible. They're one of the top, two, three worst teams in the league. They could have the number one pick easily. If John Gruden, by the way, I can't wait for John Gruden to get the number one overall pick and take a defensive tackle.
You really think he'll take Ed Oliver?
I don't think he'll take Ed Oliver, but I think he'll take a defensive tackle.
That's amazing.
I just can't wait. He's such a... Oh, man, I love that. I love that signing. I can't get over it. Oh, good. Goody. We get to see Jason Witten and his illustrious career.
Well, and here's the thing, and I heard this...
I know they're going to compare it, obviously, to Zach Ertz.
Of course they are, and I heard this stat, and this one bugs me to no end. Jason Witten, 110 catches. He has the NFL record for most tight ends. Zach Ertz probably going to break that record, barring an injury or something crazy happening.
Yep.
The Cowboys that year went 8-8. The Eagles this year are 5-6... and aren't a very good football team.
Yep.
What does that tell you about offenses led by the best tight ends in the league?
Well, yeah, when your offense and your main weapon is the tight end, that's not a good thing. You know, and this team all season long, there's a reason why they had to go out and get Golden Tate. You know, they didn't have another guy on the outside. The guy who they had there starting the season, DeAndre Carter, was like, where the hell's he now?
Remember what Michael Kendrick said all the way back in the preseason. Their best receiver is Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
He's also, we knew this going into the season that he's a safety valve for Carson Wentz, but it makes even more sense because Wentz is coming off that injury that he'd become even more of a safety valve. But because of that, though, you're seeing not as much, love the stutter step that that Josh Adams just pulled. You don't see as many throws to Alshon Jeffery. Like, Alshon Jeffery's kind of been a forgotten man in this offense this season. And it really has. Like, last season it was like, all right, you know, I should stop where before I start talking nonsense. First 6 weeks, he was not that great. 6 weeks on, Alshon Jeffery was as advertised. And please God, tell me Mark Sanchez is coming.
Colt McCoy limping around.
I saw that.
Doesn't look good.
It didn't look good when he slid for just a positive yardage and got stopped. And they were looking at the ankle. If Mark Sanchez comes into this game, Eagles by a million, by 1 million,
by a million. Book it. You know they still have to score on that defense, right?
Book it. There's no way you lose to Mark Sanchez.
Oh, I'm not. No, they're going to win. They would win the game if Mark Sanchez came in. There's no doubt.
I've wanted payback on Mark Sanchez for years, and I might finally get it. And that will be so sweet.
You know, the Mark Sanchez game where he played out of his mind
on Monday Night Football
against the Cowboys.
Yep, on Monday Night Football.
And we all went, they might be able to do this with Mark Sanchez.
Well, I don't know.
How were we wrong?
You weren't with the station at the time, but... There was not a petition, but like a pledge that went around that said if the Eagles win the Super Bowl with Mark Sanchez, you'll get a Mark Sanchez tattoo. And we had listeners sign the petition, or the pledge, or whatever it was that hey, if they win, you're getting that man's face.
Thank God we didn't do that with Nick Foles.
And a lot of fans were like, "Screw it, I'll do it," because
they all knew.
Yeah. You know, it's just something fun to do. But, Mark Sanchez came back down to earth the very next week and was terrible.
I have a very legitimate question for you.
Really nice catch by Zach Ertz, by the way, because that was not a good thrown ball.
No, it was not. I have a very legitimate question for you about this offense right now.
Yeah.
Who the heck is wearing number 82?
Don't know.
Was it Richard Rodgers? Is he wearing 82? That's how, it's just...
Is he healthy again?
I don't know.
We
should know these things.
Yeah, he might have gotten taken off IR, which would actually it would make sense. I think he did get taken off IR. I think so.
Okay, it is Richard Rodgers.
Oh, we're all over it. All over it here. All right, so the offense is moving. And you know what?
I got to give, other than that one run play to Sproles on third and four, the offensive play calling this game has been much better.
Very good. Control the clock, control the tempo. It's all these things we talked about. We talked about it right as the game started. The guys on the pregame show talked about it. They were very adamant about the Eagles controlling tempo. That's all you have to do to beat a team like this, because the Redskins' defense is a lot better than what people want to give them credit for, because you just assume they're 6-5. They're probably not all that good. They are a very good defense. However, they've been on the field for a lot of time over the last couple of weeks because Colt McCoy has had such trouble keeping the football.
Wentz airs it out. Oh, man, he had him. He had Aguilar. He had Aguilar by a step and just missed him. He's, man, that would have been nice. And now it's 3rd and 7 here. But this is a situation, Tyler, that we talked about all season long where drive's looking good and it kind of just stalls. Kind of stalls around, you know, the 50, the 40. You need to pick up the first down here, man.
Absolutely. We talk about this word sustainable. This needs to be a sustained drive. And in order to do that, you've got to pick up a 3rd and long, which the team has not been able to do all season.
No, they haven't. They've struggled with it. And you'd think that, you know, you go to your safety valve and Zach Ertz. Defenders coming. Wow. Whoo, man. Carson Wentz gets drilled, gets the ball out, and Jordan Matthews is up catching it for a first down. There's
Did
a
he catch that
play,
ball?
Though.
It didn't look good.
I think he caught the ball.
You're going to see, I think, right here, a very, very weak roughing the passer call. I think
pass
that
interference.
Oh, never mind. They're going to call interference
on Jordan Matthews. Is the reason he was that open? All right, so we're to back it up.
Third
one shot at it.
22 now.
Hey, nothing but confidence.
You say that now.
Nothing but confidence.
I think you're lying to yourself.
I am lying to myself.
I'm going to let you have it, but I think you're lying to yourself.
Absolutely, I'm lying to myself. 3rd and 22. I don't feel confident.
It's actually only 17. I'm sorry.
I was wondering how the hell was Jordan Matthews that open?
That would be how. Well, when you shove the guy to the ground,
that's the reason.
That'll do it.
Carson Wentz, man, took a hit on that play.
You sure did.
Whoever that defender was got around Jason Peters like a turnstile. Just turned him into a turnstile. All right, let's see. Carson Wentz, better protection.
Bad throw.
Have you noticed that Carson Wentz is throwing that? He's been throwing that kind of like where the defender he's all over the guy. Carson Wentz isn't hitting a wide receiver in stride necessarily. He's hitting a guy who, like on a button hook, who has the defender draped all over him. And it's an easy play for the defender to make, and he's been doing that a lot in this game.
Now, yeah, he's trusting his arm strength far too much.
Yeah, it's worked early on in this game, but. Yeah, I want to see Carson Wentz hit his guys in stride like he did on that play to Golden Tate early on in this game, and not so much zip a ball in there to a wide receiver who's got a defender draped all over his back who can easily just, you know, reach over and boop, bop it away. All right, we got to hit a break. Folks, great news if you're an Eagles fan. Mark Sanchez is coming into the game for the Redskins. Defenders, let's go eat. It's Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. more saving, more doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price, $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including BC147263 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones and get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Join ESPN Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Mifflin Tavern on 1843 South 2nd Street tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wine. Mifflin Tavern has something fun for everyone every night, Monday through Sunday, from Quizzo to live music. For their event schedule and menus, go to MifflinTavern.com or visit them in the heart of Pennsport at 1843 South 2nd Street in South Philadelphia.
Tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, Prius, Trumbull, 2019 Encore, Terrain, 2706, 1695, 1500, Jeep, competitive, lease, rebate, qualified, and ends 12/2014. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XTS was over $50,009, now just $25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54,400, now $32,600. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery, and we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Well, the Redskins will need that. They will need that for the rest of the game. So, hope you know, if you're a Redskins fan out there, I don't know why you would be listening to me, but you're going to need Adrian Peterson to bust off 90-yard runs. Because at the end of the day, Mark Sanchez is your starting quarterback right now. He's garbage. So enjoy that. I can't account for what just happened. It's inexcusable. You had 97-year-old Adrian Peterson bust the gut and just run 90 yards for a touchdown. But hey, at the end of the day, I like our chances when you're facing Mark Sanchez and the Redskins. I just do. Call me crazy. Could there be a Monday night miracle? Absolutely. We've seen it before.
But you know, I'm getting inundated on Twitter because Mark Sanchez handed the ball off. It's like, come on.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he could have done what you did. You know, like
I could have done what
you could have done what he did. You know, that's what I'm getting. Oh, this tweet aged well. I hate that this tweet aged well 7 seconds after something goes bad. Like, dude, come on. He handed the ball off. It's if Mark Sanchez would have went out and eluded some tacklers and, you know, done an incredible throw deep, all right, I'll take it. But come on. I mean, you're going to need Adrian Peterson all day. So I hope his knees are ready.
Congratulations. You gave up. Your team scored a touchdown from one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Yep.
On basically what was a play up the middle.
Yeah, it was bad defense. Bad defense. Another bad throw. God, man, he's not looked sharp today. And it's amazing because at one point he was like 7 for 9. And
well, he marched right down the field.
Last bunch of throws, man, he's just been a tick off. I mean, that one, he needed more touch on that ball, doesn't get it. And he knows it, too. I mean, they're showing the replay of him looking at the sky. He knows it. He knows he's missing these guys. But the Eagles are definitely going to need, you know, the offense to get back where it was that first drive here. All right, they got Jordan Matthews, Aguilar, Adams, Jeffrey, Ertzen. Adams up the gut for a yard, if that. So you're looking at another third and long. You're looking at probably 3rd and 8, I would guess. 9 minutes left in the second quarter.
So on the Eagles' first drive of the game, 12 plays, 75 yards, 7.5 minutes, nearly the half of the first quarter. Their next two drives, 3 plays for 6 yards and 5 plays. I think that says 5. I can't read ESPN. I think it says 5. It might be 6 for 22 yards. But again, that's a 4-minute drive that goes for 22 yards, which goes back to your point. They stall out too much.
They do. They stall out far too much. Great. That's a great throw. Great read to get Alshon Jeffrey on a crossing route. Hits him right in stride. Gets the first down. Moves. But yeah, Tyler, that's my issue. Is there's been too many 4-minute drives that stall out the you know, at your 40. At the 50. At the 48 of the opponent. There's been way too many of those this
season. You get down to the 40 of the opponent, the 38. You kick the field goal, you consider going for it maybe if it's short. But you're right, you get down to your 40, and you can do nothing but punt. I mean, unless you're Sam Cook, and you're throwing 21-yard passes about as nonchalantly as you possibly can for the Ravens.
Not buying that. Nope, don't think that's going to happen again. Good blocking, man. Good defense. Great throw.
That's a great throw.
Great throw. Hits Aguilar in stride. You know, gets out of the pocket, buys himself some time, buys his wide receiver some time, reads, you know, just eyes downfield, and he hits Nelson Aguilar's stride. That's a great throw.
And for all the hooping and hollering we're doing right now, Carson is 9 for 13.
By the way, great blocking by Corey Clement on that play.
That right there.
Because they faked it to Clement, and he held up his block. And you know, if he doesn't hold that block up, he gets blown up. And all of a sudden, you've got Carson running for his life. Great job by Corey Clement on that.
That particular play right there is the reason that Wendell Smallwood is not playing.
No, because he can't block. He
can't block.
They got to cut ties with him, man. Just like I'm done with him.
You're gonna cut 2 running backs in 2 years, though.
I don't care.
You're probably gonna cut three.
Yeah. What do you do? The guy can't play. The problem with Wendell Smallwood is he can play. He can run. He can't block. So you're at a situation where, like, yeah, once every season, Wendell Smallwood will come out and have a decent game, you know, and then you've got, and by a decent game, I mean he'll rush for like 80 yards or something in like week 5, and then he'll never be seen again because he can't block. If you can't block, you can't help me. If you're a one-trick pony, you can't help me. So just, I don't care if they got
to. That ends in college.
If they got to cut bait, man, they got to cut bait. Pick up the first down, Zach Ertz, and now they're 2 yards away from retaking the lead here. Tyler, didn't it look like it was starting good this drive, but it's turned into a really nice drive after that.
And it seems like every time we say that's a bad throw, Carson comes back and makes 2 good ones.
Yeah,
and now he's 10 for 14 for 140 yards.
Look, I mean, we're going to criticize him when he doesn't play well.
We have to, because it's like the best player on any team. You hold him to a higher standard.
Yes.
Because he's the best player on the team.
But that doesn't mean... I mean, there's such a belief in this town, it seems like, that if you dare say anything negative about Carson, you're like a hater immediately. It's like, look, man, the guy is not perfect. No quarterback has ever played the game as perfect. They're just not. You're going to miss some throws. You're going to have bad games. It's going to happen. Well, but the fact is, like, Carson Wentz is an elite quarterback. And it's frustrating when he misses throws because you're just not expecting it.
Why was this town... And I kind of get why. This may be more of a rhetorical question, but I will ask it anyway. Why was this town so quick to crucify Donovan McNabb, who was to the point, and still maybe to this point, the best quarterback in franchise history? But yet you say negativity about Carson Wentz, and you are shunned. You have to go around with the bell. Shame.
I think what it, for Donovan at least, and I was always a Donovan guy, I think I still have a Donovan jersey somewhere in my house.
I think everybody does, even those who are afraid to admit it.
Yeah, like I was a big Donovan guy, still am. And real quick, it's first and goal, and it looks like the 2-yard line. So I do want to get the play in. Wentz, see, that's a bad throw. That's a bad throw. But they tried to get a quick crossing route to Jordan Matthews.
But it's not entirely a bad throw there, because if Matthews can get his hands on it and somehow bring it in, you know, he's the only one that's getting to it.
That's kind of why I say it's a bad throw, because you're throwing to Jordan Matthews.
So it's not the throw itself. It's the decision-making.
You're throwing to stone hands. I'm not a fan of that. I think we all know this ball is probably going to Zach Ertz right now.
I've run the ball here.
And they do that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of running out of the read option this close to the goal line. And now you're sitting, you miss a throw, you get stuffed. Now you're sitting there
settling for a 24-yard field goal.
Yeah, I mean, it's third and three. It's like, you need seven here. Or six. All right, if you want to be technical, six. You need six. You're losing at home. You need to get that momentum back. Losing 10-7, 5:20 left in the half. The Redskins with the ball to start the second half, by the way. Eagles started the game with the ball, went down the field, scored immediately. There's a false start. This actually, I think, might help them, though, because it backs up the field a little bit, gives them more space to work
with. It's kind of like when you get into, like, 3rd and 19, and everybody says, the playbook, there's not many plays in the playbook for 3rd and long. I hate when people say that.
Yeah.
Because, you're not designing plays to go 20 yards.
Yeah.
But you may actually open the playbook a little bit more here and open up some more plays where, you could run a fade. The high percentage play is not in the fade, but you could do it. You could run a rub. You could run an RPO if you wanted to.
Yeah, and the cornerbacks are able to jam you within 5 yards when you're, 3rd and goal.
Right, there's no ability to get off the line.
Yeah, it's tough. So you back them up a little bit, gives them more space, and look, at the end of the day, if it's an incomplete pass, it's a very makeable field goal, just like it was if it's, not backed up. So the problem I have with that throw is you're not going towards the end zone.
And he stared him down.
Yeah.
Totally stared him down.
This is an issue I've had really all season long is, and I remember harping on it in the Tennessee game. And there was a couple other games where I harped on it because it's happened a few times. You need 5 yards, they go for 4. You need 3, they'll go for 2. And in that situation, you needed, I think, 11.
And generally speaking, it's one guy is the main culprit of it.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't understand how you don't... If I'm Wentz in that situation, if you're not in the end zone, I'm not throwing you the ball. Or in
you
that situation,
so.
Had a guy draped all over him, so I'm definitely not throwing him the ball. I don't care if he catches it. But they look like they're going to go for it. Did they take a timeout here?
So they take a timeout. Now, this is where 2017 Doug Peterson...
goes for it.
Calls the timeout and still goes for it.
Yeah, and that's what I want.
I think you're going to get 2018 Doug Peterson here.
No,
I think you're going to see Jake Elliott.
Man, I don't want that. I really don't want that because, I have the utmost confidence they can push this in. They're real close. They're, what, a yard and a half?
They're close.
They're about a yard and a half. So I have the utmost confidence they can punch this in. And then that gets the crowd going nuts because not only did you score, you went for it on 4th down, which is one of the the issues that a lot of fans this season has had is you haven't been as aggressive as you were. So you're getting back to your aggressive nature. You're getting the crowd back into it by going for it, and they are going for it, it looks like.
But on the flip side, you get another five-minute drive.
Josh Adams
nothing to show for it.
Zach Ertz is not on the field here. They give it to Adams, and he gets stopped.
It's another terrible play call.
I'm not handing the ball off to Adams there. I'm straight QB sneaking it.
You might be a little far out, but why? So here's the thing. You rely so heavily on Zach Ertz.
Yep.
And you take him off the field.
As soon as you take him off the field, you're telling the defense what you're doing.
You could still run the ball with Zach Ertz on the field because Zach Ertz is going to command a double team down that
far. Instead, you put Dallas Goedert. Goddard's side, and he can't block. So you take your best receiving target off the field. You're telling the defense what you're doing because if he's not on the field, you're not throwing the ball. And on top of it, you throw to his backups, or you run to his backup side who can't block. That's terrible, man.
It's bad play call.
That's awful. If you want one positive, because I'm going to stretch for a positive here, it's that now Mark Sanchez is pinned. And that's it. But, man, that's bad.
Here is the only positive I would take away from that play right there, is they got the right running back on the field in that spot. You need Josh Adams in that spot. You know, and is it ideal? No, of course it's not. It's far from it. But at what you have, that's the best option you have. So they got the right running back on the field, just in the wrong spot at the wrong time, or at the wrong play. So very convoluted. Best the right time, the wrong spot, wrong play. And you need 2 of 3 to be successful.
Yeah.
I think Meatloaf said that.
2 out of 3 and bad?
Yeah.
That was Meatloaf.
That was indeed. Okay. Just making sure.
All right. Do you have, as the Eagles trail right now 10-7 to the Redskins, about 4 minutes left in the half, Mark Sanchez is the quarterback. Do you have any fears?
I have no issues right now, because let's be honest, Adrian Peterson has 4 carries for 95 yards. One was 90 yards. That means he has 3 carries for 5 yards, or about 1.3 yards a carry. So they're not doing anything sensational. Chris Thompson has 3.5 yards a carry. They're not doing anything sensational other than the one play. So really, you take that play out, they have 3 offensive points. I'm not concerned about the Eagles' defense. I'm simply concerned about the Eagles' offense right now. Because every time they get a 4 or 5 minute drive, something happens where the wrong play gets called at the wrong time. And it shouldn't. Shouldn't consistently be that way, but it is.
I don't have any. I can't believe that play call, Tyler, was so bad. I don't have a lot of fears at all in Mark Sanchez. It's just as this game goes on, I'm going to keep asking that question of, you know, all right, how you feeling? Because right now the Eagles should be 14-10. You know, how many times this season have I said they're shooting themselves in the foot?
Too many. Way too many.
That might be a...
He got out. I think he got out.
Yeah, I think he did too. That's close though, man. That's close. Brandon Graham, just great, great penetration there.
But to go back to that point, I understand that your thought process is you got to get the crowd into this. You got to try to make a statement. You're living by a thread with your playoff career, your playoff lives. So with that being said, if you're playing for your playoff life in week 13... why are you leaving points on the board? I know we talk a lot of crap about Jake Elliott, but he would have made that field goal. And then it's 10-10.
Tyler, you might have made that field goal.
I probably could have.
You might have. But right now, dude, Mark Sanchez is really backed up, and he's hearing it from this crowd, too. So
convince me this play doesn't go 99 yards.
Because of that.
That's the kind of thought process that you have.
So here's where we're at. Mark Sanchez is your quarterback for the Washington Redskins. On top of it, he signed like 6 days ago. So he's not exactly familiar with this playbook. He's on the road. He can't hear the call because you can see he's completely confused. He's backed up in the end zone. It's 3rd and 12. You can't really run the ball here.
This would be a miserable spot for any backup quarterback, but this guy in particular.
Yeah, that I mean that's this is
so loud.
This is a premier situation if you are an Eagles defender. To the point where the Washington Redskins had to take time because the fans are in Sanchez's head right now. He cannot, and I'm not that's not a joke. He can't hear. He cannot hear the play call. They had to call a timeout.
The hands over the ear hole don't do anything.
No, he's trying to. They have to call a timeout to make sure that he has the right play in there that they want. Because if he screws this up, it's a safety and you get the ball back. Any other quarterback, Tyler, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic they get a safety here. I'm actually like 70% positive that they're going to be able to hold him.
If I'm the Redskins at this point,
he's terrible.
If I'm the Redskins at this point, there's only one play that I'm calling, and that is legitimately a true quarterback sneak, just to buy your punter some space,
just to get him.
You're not going
to
pick this first down.
No, you're not. You're not. I mean, are you really going to hand the ball off as deep in the end zone when they were able to almost to stuff you in the first one? That's a good play call. That's a good play call, though. Vernon Davis, man, the ageless wonder.
He's still doing it.
That's a good bootleg, but...
Well, according to Devon Givens, he just turned 63 this year.
Oh, I think I called Adrian Peterson 98 earlier in the show.
Well, they're doing pretty good for retirement home.
The Eagles will get the ball back. I imagine the Redskins will let this clock run down. It's the 23 seconds, so the Eagles will get it back. With 2 minutes and 19 seconds, they'll punt to Darren Sproles. They should have some pretty good field goal... they should have some good field position as Darren Sproles gets the punt. He will return it. Picks up a block. All right, so the Eagles will get the ball. Unfortunately, we have to break. Do we want to wait until... It's tough because they're going to come back in a minute and a half. We got 5 minutes of break. Let's just wait. Let's just wait it out.
Wait it out? Okay, fair enough.
Because
you're the boss.
There's nothing that's a bigger buzzkill than the Eagles scoring and you hear one of our great sponsors doing a commercial, which obviously they pay the bills. I love them, you know? But when I'm hearing Joe Cordell.
If it were the flip side, if the Eagles' defense were on the field, we'd go to break.
That's usually why we do break.
Well, no, because remember, if you've noticed the last couple of weeks, the Eagles have done really well when we break.
Except that Adrian Peterson run we broke.
Yeah, that's true.
He just tried to break through.
That's very true.
That's honestly one of the reasons why we do break. It's like, all right, the defense coming on the field. You know, if they get the ball back, great. If not, screen pass. He's got the blockers up front there. Picks up the first down. It's good. It's a good play call. It's a good play call of Corey Clement right there. 2 minutes, 30 at the 2 minute warning. We're gonna hit another break. Machado or Harper?
That I want or that the team needs?
Both.
I would rather Harper. I think the team still would prefer to have Machado on the left side of the infield.
You know what's amazing? And I tweeted this out, but and you can follow the show on Twitter @Pat_Egan, @TylerZuli. This is the first domino to fall. Like the Gene Segura move is the first domino.
It's a piece. It's not the piece.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like Robinson Cano to the Mets is the piece. That's it. That's all they're getting. They might make a fledgling signing here and there. That's it for them. This, and we know it. Like as Phillies fans, we know that this is the first domino to fall. It's incredible, man. Really, it's awesome feeling. So I didn't get to finish the story. So me and Mertiz had a game last night. We played against each other, and I get out of the off the ice, take a shower. The rink's like 45 minutes away from my house, so I stopped at Wegmans on the way home. I don't end up getting home till like 1:30, and then I make food. I didn't end up seeing all this news that like the deal was going to be official till like 2 a.m. I'm like, you guys couldn't have waited. Because anytime I'm up, anytime I'm at home at 2 a.m., nothing happens.
You're sitting there playing Fortnite.
No, I retired from Fortnite.
Or Spider-Man or whatever you're playing now.
Yeah, I retired from Fortnite, man. I'm done with that game. Completely done with it. I played it like, I think a month ago, and I was just like, I don't have fun doing it. And I only played because a buddy texted me to be like to hop on, to just like catch up. But no, man, I'm done with that game. I can't take it. Did you play Fortnite?
I tried. just, I was terrible at it.
I'm out on that.
I'm not good. I'm really not good at many new games anymore.
My problem with Fortnite was I'd play and I'd be like, I'd get murked quickly
by like a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, but it's like I'm shooting the kid, he's shooting me, and you know, I just feel like I should have killed him by now, and I don't. And immediately I'm like, they cheated. You know, they probably didn't, but it makes me feel better to yell at them and say they cheated. But yeah, I just can't do it. But my point is, anytime
I'm one cares,
and they don't. Look, it's a commercial break. All right, this is what you get. We could talk about this, or we could talk about this fitness commercial we're watching here. For Health Plex Sports Club. Anytime I'm home, man. Like, I remember when Cliff Lee was the mystery team was announced. Same thing. Driving home from a game. So it was like, you guys could have waited? Oh, there's a little Wawa parking
lot. Do me a favor. Move into your car. Good things will happen.
I need to see what I think Carson Wentz is going to draw a flag here for roughing the passer. Yep. He took a shot, and it didn't look, they didn't show it, but you could tell that there was no way this defender running at full speed could hold up. I need to see the replay of that. He got
roughing the passer.
Off. Once again, Jason Peters is just out of position. He tries,
dude. It's close.
Like, that's the thing. Like, that's like, I can't stand that call.
Well, you can't stand it when it goes your way.
But
it doesn't
feel
like, good.
Even when it feels like you're winning fantasy championships with Zeke Elliott on your team. Like, it just doesn't feel right.
We're not going to do that one.
We're
again.
Not. We bring it up every week, and that's the end of that one. But it's just like he tries to hold up. He does his best he can. You're asking him to become a superhero and stop on a dime. But then there's the language in the rule of like, well, what do you do in that situation? The language is what the language
well,
is.
Well, there's about a square foot of area in which that you
nice
can hit
play
them.
Call. Nice play call, man. Darren Sproles, that is going to give this offense a boost. The fact that Darren Sproles, who hasn't been here since week one, punched that ball in the end zone the way he did. That's a grown man touchdown. Follows his blockers. Should have been stopped at the 5. Kept the legs churning. That is going to put a boost in this offense, guaranteed.
That's one of those things that you get with Darren Sproles that is wildly underrated with a running back like him. Watch it again. Watch him take his time.
Yep.
Set up the blockers and let it happen.
And Jason Kelce
does a
phenomenal job of sealing off the block. So does Zach Ertz on this play. But Darren Sproles should have been stopped at the 5, and he just squirms his way into the end zone. And I'm telling you, that dude hasn't played since week one. He should have played about 3 weeks ago. He gets re-injured. They let DeAndre Carter walk because of it. He's back. Punches it in. That is going to be huge. Minute 46 left. Eagles lead the Washington Redskins 14-10. Tyler Zuli, Pat Egan on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There are 10,000 wine grape varietals worldwide. Here's to thousands and thousands of gift possibilities.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
I know just the right $10 bottle for your white elephant party.
The most stolen gift award is yours guaranteed.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
The custom of bumping glasses with a cheers greeting came from Old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can now find a perfect wine in your budget.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Clean up your crap. Bring us your scrap, declutter, make some money at Armor Metals Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our six-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and two loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's Deal of the Year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Place your legal sports bets at playsugarhouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Save time and money at Meineke on all your service and auto repair needs. Plus, free towing when you become a Meineke Rewards member. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Sports Talk from Columbus and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Believe it or not, Mark Sanchez is actually moving the ball. He's 4-for-5 for 46 yards, and there's a minute left in the second quarter, so in the half. The Redskins are at the 45-yard line of the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles at this point are kind of just playing prevent. The problem is they're playing prevent to the point where they're going to get in the field goal range and kick a field goal, and next thing you know it's 14-13 when it should be 14-10. They had them wrapped up on third down. They completely had them wrapped
the
up.
The continuation of this drive is Malcolm Jenkins' fault.
Yeah.
Because wrap up the first time. Reed made a nice play. But he was 3 yards short of the sticks when initial contact was made.
Jordan Reed fought through three guys to get that first down.
And fell past the first down.
Inexcusable. Market. Inexcusable.
You can't let that happen.
You push him down, dude. Like, it's... That is a situation to me that is completely fixable and frustrating at the same time. You know, like, that shouldn't happen. And those were veteran players that were the ones trying to tackle Jordan Reed. That to me makes it worse. I can honestly kind of accept if it's Cravion LeBlanc and the Sullivan twins. I can understand that. because those guys shouldn't be in the NFL. But when you add in Malcolm Jenkins and Bradham,
Sidney Jones,
it's like, well, that's inexcusable. Inexcusable. All right. Wow. Look at Mark Sanchez just absolutely throwing that ball downfield, showing off his cannon of an arm.
Josh Doctson continues to be the one-trick pony that the Redskins just feel that they need. I know you need a downfield receiver.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been trying to replace Deshaun.
Deshaun, right, I get it, but Doctson coming out of school was an incomplete receiver. He was incomplete at TCU. It's what he did. He ran straight. He and, was it John Ross, who now plays for the Bengals? I think he's still with the Bengals. No. He went to Washington. I'm just saying, they're effectively the same player.
He's with the Bengals. That's the most Bengals pick ever, by the way.
I'm surprised the Raiders didn't take him.
You take an injured wide receiver who was thought of as like, you know, a late... Wow, Jesus, he got
crushed.
And amazingly, the wide receiver almost came down with that.
That was a really good job. I think that's Michael Floyd.
It is, yeah.
Was a really good job of playing defense on that play.
Yes,
and absolutely not allowing Corey Graham to settle under and make the catch.
That is picked off for positive yards. You know, he's running for a while.
You know, and that is right there. That's such typical Mark Sanchez, because he flashes small bits of, wow, that was a nice play. He got out of the pocket, he extended, and then he does that.
He is the ultimate journeyman third string quarterback.
Maybe you could be good. Maybe.
You know, this Dustin Hopkins guy, first of all, he pisses me off because he shares a name with an actor. And it just pisses me off because Dustin Hopkins has been an actor for a while. So, why'd your parents name you after, you know what I mean?
I get it.
Your name's Hopkins.
Yes.
Out of all the names you can name your kid, yo, Dustin, that's taken. And second,
so what, it's gone forever?
Yeah, if your name Hopkins, yes. Yes, absolutely. It's like when your name's Johnson and your name John. It's like, it doesn't make sense, okay? All right, let's be a little more creative, you know? Or like Pete Peters, you know? It's just like, I'll give you an example. There's a guy that plays for St. Joe's. Last name Brown.
Charlie.
Charlie yep. Brown. Seriously.
I was shocked when I heard that.
Charlie Brown.
I thought it was a joke.
It's not
I thought maybe it was like his nickname. Oh, yeah, Charlie Brown.
And if you're named that and Charlie Brown comes on the scene, that's one thing, you know? Because there's that famous scene from Office Space where the guy's name's Michael Bolton. And they ask him, why don't you just go by Mike? And he goes, oh, I'm not going to change my name. He's the one who sucks. Like, Michael Bolton, the singer, came on after that guy was born. I understand that. That's stupid. Your parents named you Dustin Hopkins.
So what you're telling me is,
second of all,
from now on, there can be no more Pat Egan's, because there's a big Pat Egan.
Well, no, there's not a big Pat Egan. Please, I'm 5'3". There's never going to be a big Pat Egan. Second of all, what really annoys me about him is every time he kicks the ball, it looks like it's going to hit the upright. And then it just veers left, right in. And that annoys me more. I'm not a fan of this kicker. Not a fan of him at all. Because you're toying with my emotions with a stupid name. I have an issue with that.
You know, this right here reminds me of something. Your holiday's coming up.
Festivus.
It's coming up. And that's absolutely the area where you need to get all that out.
Oh, I got a lot of problems with you people. 610-632-0975. It is Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli, in-game analysis. Eagles will go into the half leading the Redskins 14-13 on the Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies? And you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please. I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the... you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it. I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Tis the season.
And you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
Hear ye, I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the bud light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee... Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. To find a dealer near you.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, Eagles lead the Redskins 14-13 here on in-game live analysis, whatever you want to call this show. It's Tyler Zuli. It's Pat Egan. We take your calls, your reactions live as the Eagles either win or this season they've done a lot of losing. But this game, they've looked pretty good. They come out the first drive of the game, they score, which is something we really haven't seen them do all season long. And then their defense forces a three and out, which is also something we haven't really seen them do all season long in terms of the first drive from the opposing offense. This whole season's been a lot of the other way. The Eagles will go three and out, and they'll give up a touchdown, or they'll give up a field goal on the first drive of the game. So it was a nice change of pace. Colt McCoy got knocked out of the game with an ankle injury. In comes Mark Sanchez. Seriously, that's not a joke.
Mark Sanchez is in the game. Of course, the first play, hands off to Adrian Peterson, who's 97 yards and ran for 90 and gets the Redskins on the board. They get a field goal. The Eagles get a touchdown from Golden Tate, who caught his first touchdown of the game, and from Darren Sproles, who took a really good run. Just grown man touchdown, as I call it. Busted through for an extra 5 yards, put it in after some good blocking. And I'm feeling pretty good about this game, Tyler, which is a weird feeling.
Yes, I know it's a one-point lead. You should be feeling okay about a lead right now, especially with Mark Sanchez playing.
But
this is where the but comes
in. There's always a but.
This is where the but comes in. They haven't done nearly enough offensively with the fact that Mark Sanchez is trying to lead drives for the Redskins, which means you should be getting the ball more.
It feels like they should be up by more. It really does. It feels like they should be up by, you know, two touchdowns, and really reality is they're only up by a few points. So that's a little concerning. The Redskins do get the ball to start the second half, but if you're the Redskins, you're depending on Mark Sanchez to beat you. I mean, that's,
you know, this game to me,
I can't
now,
see how that happens.
It's not the same game because both of these teams are worse than the two teams that I'm about to mention. But if you remember, it's probably almost 10 years ago when AP was with the Vikings and they had a couple of good years in a row and the Eagles and Vikings met up in Minnesota. And I think Tavares Jackson might have been the quarterback for the Vikings.
Yep.
Adrian Peterson had that one really long drive or one really long run right before the end of the half. And then they pretty much stifled him for the rest of the game. And when you stifle Adrian Peterson on a team that has a bad quarterback, you should be okay in the second half.
Should be.
Should be is the key word.
All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike in West Philly. He wants to talk about the Eagles. Mike, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
All right, number one, with a new quarterback coming in that hasn't played in 3 years, you had to know that the first play was going to be a run.
You would think.
The linebackers.
You would think.
The linebackers are horrible. They're worse than football.
Wait, you don't like Nate Jerry in the middle?
I don't like none of them. No linebacker that we have, I don't like. None of them. And this Corey Graham, I don't know. If they bring him back next year, they're a bunch of fools.
Well,
you are a cornerback. A cornerback, that ball is just as much yours as the receiver. You got to play the ball at the highest point. You stand there waiting for the ball. The receiver almost jumped over top of him and caught it. What kind of defense are they playing? How do they teach these guys? It's Nigel Bradham. You got to wrap your arms around the guy and tackle him.
Preach.
You can't bump him with your shoulders.
Preach, Mike. Preach. I appreciate the phone call, man. I can't disagree with anything he's saying.
Nothing he said was overly wrong.
I mean, find the lie. You can't. The Corey Graham will probably not, I would be blown away if he's back. He tried to retire. They brought him back out of retirement. The linebacker,
likely a necessity hire.
The linebacking core right now is banged up. I joked about Nate Jerry. They're badly missing Jordan Hicks.
But you have to go get a linebacker.
Completely agree, though. Like, you know, coming in that first play and probably the second play is going to be a run. You know, they're going to ease Mark Sanchez into this game because, as I said, he doesn't know the playbook. He just got there 12 minutes ago. He doesn't know the playbook. So they're just
he didn't know the playbook when he was with the Eagles.
No. So we're going to ease him in and really only force him to throw when he absolutely has to. And they seem flat-footed. They seem flat-footed. We've been ripping the defense all season long, though. This is a game where you shouldn't be giving up a lot of points, especially with Colt McCoy out of the game. It's inexcusable. We said it. Michael Floyd played really good defense as a wide receiver on that play. So I give Corey Graham a little bit of a break. But, it's frustrations, but they're still winning the game. Like, I'm still confident in them. Let's see if Charles from Northeast is confident in them. Charles, how are we feeling?
Hey, Pat. Hey, Todd. A great show, guys, as always.
Thanks, sir.
I feel good, guys. I'm not going to give you too much analysis. I saved that for the Mike from Del Rands in the world, his brilliant calls. But the fact of the matter is, guys, here's two things that bother me about this game. It's been a typical Eagles game, very frustrating. Number one, the offense has no flow to it. Like, people will blame Wentz, and Wentz missed a few throws. Those have always been very good, like he's been all year. This offense, to me, has no flow to it. They just take too long for plays to get in. It's too predictable. I mean, they haven't tried hardly any bombs down the field. I think you have to try. I mean, they did try the Aguilar one, but that was only like a 25, 30-yard pass. I think it needs to be more originality in the offense. And I'll get to the goal line real quick. But the defense, I mean, you can't give that Peterson play that the previous caller said. But here's another thing. Brandon Graham sacked Sanchez at the end of the half. And he didn't see that ball's loose. I mean, he could have jumped on that. It's like Fletcher Cox tried to get it, but Brandon Graham never saw it. And okay, he's on Sanchez, or I get that. But to me, he's got to know maybe you knock the ball from Sanchez. Now, at the goal line, here's the problem I had with that play. I don't mind if you run it, but to me, you've got to have Ertz on the field. That's a big mistake, yep. Not having him on the field, number one, your best pass catching receiver. Number two, I split the Redskins out. I mean, I'm going to line up Ertz and three other receivers. I'm going to put Josh Adams in the backfield, and I'm going to make them think about what I'm going to do. You have to go for it there. But to me, just to run Josh Adams, and somebody missed the block because the Redskins linebacker came free. But the fact is, just to run Josh Adams on that play, it's just bad play calling. And I'm a Doug Peterson fan, and I defended him, but I'm not going to defend him this year so far. I mean, I still think he's a coach going forward. But this year, I don't think his play calling has been that great, guys. I really don't.
Yeah, and thank you for the phone call, Charles. I think me and Tyler both agree on that. Like, my biggest issue, and this is really the first time I've gotten mad at him in this game, was the fact that I like the fact that he went for it on fourth down. I do not like the fact that you took Zach Ertz off the field immediately. You show your hand. You're running that football.
Right.
And then to run it to the side of a rookie tight end, and we all know rookie tight ends cannot block, it was a very confusing play call. And I like what Charles said, which I agree. You spread them out. You put Zach Ertz on the field. You put Alshon Jeffrey on the field. You put all your weapons on the field. Make them think about what we're going to do. And then if you hand off the ball to Josh Adams and he doesn't get in, well, fine. You know, they just stopped you. You tip your cap. But you could have done more to make it a lot easier on your offense to score, and you didn't do it with that play call.
Right. The execution was poor, because here's the thing. Here's how I would go about it, and obviously I'm not an NFL coach. You put Alshon Jeffrey on the outside. You put Ertz in the slot. And that way, you're probably going to need at least three defensive players on those two guys in that area. So that takes away that. So you are now looking at a situation where you're playing 9-on-8 football. And then if you want to run the ball with the offense spread out, that's okay.
Yeah.
But getting back to what Charles said and what I think you said, and this is where you and I disagree, now you take those points there. I'm always a fan of taking points. You take the points, you're up 17, or what is it? You'd be 17-13. You've got a 4-point lead instead of a 1-point lead. I know it's not kosher to say in a town that was, you know, basically won a Super Bowl on playing with some testicular fortitude.
Yep.
But I think you got to take the points there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you credit because you were saying it at the time. I know everybody now is Mr. Take the points. It's amazing how revisionist history, because if they scored a touchdown, nobody would be saying, you should have taken the points.
Well, and I would have said I was wrong.
But you were saying, I think you should take the points here. I think to get the crowd back into it and get that swagger back, I like the fact they went for it. The execution was very poor. And by the way, where the hell is Alshon Jeffrey? You know, like, you got Alshon Jeffrey for what? For fades in the end zone, and you haven't done it at all. And that whole drive is an example of that. You know, you had opportunities to just fade it to the end zone.
Well, you kind of almost end up playing like a question triangle. Is Wentz uncomfortable with Jeffrey? Is Jeffrey uncomfortable with the play call? Is the play call uncomfortable with Wentz? You know what I mean? It's who is to take the blame here?
There's no way that they can be uncomfortable with each other because they had such a good rapport for the second half of last year.
You would think
year.
So.
So that to me makes no sense, but I don't know. I don't know if the play call with the progression, I don't know what it was, but man, it's just like, that's, to me, it's, you have a weapon and you're not using it. And this is another, to me, at least, and I'm not a coach either, just like Tyler. That's why we're not coaching right now on Sundays, but surprisingly enough. This is the second example of Mike Groh failing to integrate a weapon. And what's the most concerning thing to me, Tyler, is the fact that it's the second example that Mike Groh has failed to integrate a weapon that is a wide receiver, a position he coached a year ago. And it's that, like, if there's one position you would think would be playing really good football,
it's the wide receiving position because he coached it a year ago. They're not.
I don't really want to talk about integration anymore and getting players integrated into your system. This is the NFL. They obviously players have roles, but in the NFL, you should be able to step onto a new team. And I'm not talking about compete at a, you know, at a Pro Bowl level, but it took Demaryius Thomas a week to get right with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
What is taking so long here?
I don't have an answer. The Golden Tate did catch a touchdown tonight, so
maybe that's a sign of things to come, but I don't know.
I haven't really seen him since. So, all right, let's take a phone call, Ashley. Let's go to friend John from Gladwin, always gives good analysis. John, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Just so-so. This fourth down play, I'll tell you what annoyed me. And I think I'm right about this. When they walked up to the line of scrimmage, that guy was unblocked. That play should have been killed, in my opinion, at the line of scrimmage. And they should have ran Adams wide to the wide side of the field, or Wentz should have took it himself and went wide and rolled to the wide side of the field. The guy was unblocked. You walk up to the line of scrimmage, you got a guy there unblocked. And on that play, you got to kill it.
Yeah, you got to see that. And usually he's really good at reading a defense and either killing the play and audibling out of it or not. I'd have to check the tape and see exactly
that's what it looked like.
What went wrong. But it was very confusing. I was a fan of him just running up the middle, you know, just QB sneaking it. And if he doesn't get in, he doesn't get in. But the whole play call to me, John, was just very confusing. The personnel that was on the field, personnel that wasn't, it was very head scratching.
It was, but I think you're going to see that the guy was unblocked. Nobody was blocking him, so you got to kill the play.
I
call something else.
I don't disagree. Other than that, I mean, what's the positives you've seen, John? John, you there? Oh, John dropped off.
I think he's gone. I don't know, maybe we got disconnected.
I appreciate the phone call.
I don't know what happened.
I appreciate the phone call.
That wasn't me. I didn't hit that button.
It happens. John's always good. Good analysis from John. Always dialed in. Second and five, the offense has the ball back. Zach Ertz is on the field for this play.
Another quick defensive drive to get the Skins off the field.
Yep. I was surprised that they weren't able to sack Mark Sanchez, who was running for his life, and they almost got a shoestring sack on him. Good run. Good hard run, man. I'll tell you what, both of these running backs, Clement and Adams today, are running hard. But what I don't think is going to get mentioned a lot is the blocking the run blocking for this entire game has been really strong.
Kelsey got out and pulled again. And you know what, really, honestly, the thing about Jason Kelsey is when everybody talked about how he had a down year a few seasons ago, the big knock on Jason Kelsey is obviously he's a little smaller.
Yep.
He can't take on the big-time D tackles. Now, the Redskins in the past have given him a ton of issues because they've had big-time D tackles. They don't really have one this year because they've kind of transitioned more into a 4-3. So he has the ability to get out and attack linebackers instead of D tackles.
Yeah, and I want to make a point that one of the guys who made a key block on that play was Dallas Goedert, who was a guy I was torching for being a bad blocking tight end. And look, he's a rookie; he'll get better, obviously. But historically, they don't come into the league if you're a pass catching tight end. You don't come in the league knowing how to block. He made a key block on that run that got a couple extra yards, so I want to give him credit. And we get a Golden Tate sighting, if you will.
Got to get the alarm out, the Golden Tate alarm.
I mean, if they can just get him like in a flow, you know, and then you've got Tate,
some sort
Jeffrey,
of rhythm,
and Aguilar in the slot, and it's like all of a sudden your offense looks a lot better. It looks back, and that's all you need. And it didn't have that. You know, Aguilar proved last year that he can thrive in the slot. And then when you add in what Zach Ertz is able to do out of the tight end position, all of a sudden your offense looks pretty damn good. Whereas your defense obviously still has some question marks, mainly in the secondary and the middle with the...
And the guy with the headset on.
Yeah. Yeah, about that. I would say the guy with the headset on both sides.
Yeah. I don't think Peterson's above blame right now.
I was talking about Mac.
Oh, you're talking about Groh. Okay.
Yeah. Second bad snap, by the way. Like, fumbled snap from Carson. I don't know if it's a bad handoff, he's not expecting it, or what, but Because of it, the play ends up, you know, dying on the table. But this is a game, Tyler, where it feels like they are dictating the pace, where they are dominating, and yet
they have a one-point lead.
They have a one-point lead. Is that concerning to you at all?
Again, no, simply because of what's on the other side of the field.
It's the Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
factor.
When you look at number six, if 12 comes back, yeah. Maybe. But it with 12 on a hobbled ankle, yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, you can't imagine that Colt McCoy is going to be mobile with a bad ankle. Nelson Aguilar gets the ball, gets knocked out. So it'll be like 3rd and 7, I would guess.
And see, right there, that's a good play call because you have to understand. Yeah, you have to understand. You have two plays to do this. Get yourself into range. Now exactly. The issue becomes they've gotten into that territory that you and I have discussed many, many times. They're right at the 50, right inside the 50, where they stall out.
Yeah, and hopefully that doesn't happen. It's 3rd and 9. They have Tate, they have Jeffrey, they have Aguilar, they have Ertz, they have Sproles. So they have all their weapons on the field for this drive. All of their weapons.
As they should.
By the way, I don't think that ESPN's Monday Night Football does a good job. I think the crew
they stink.
Crew is terrible. Golden Tate, get that first down. There we go. And he's running. And he's running for some more. Golden Tate integrated. Integrated, Tyler. We have an integrated alert.
Telling Golden you, we need a hot take alert button for Golden Tate.
Woo! Picks up the first and then some. Love it.
You know what he did there, though?
Alluded to tackler.
Well, despite the fact that he picked up the first down, you know what he did? He ran short of the sticks again.
Yeah.
They got lucky this time. Yeah. And granted, it was a nice play. It was a nice play by Golden Tate. But they continue to run short of the sticks.
Yeah, it's something I've been harping on all season long because it's so frustrating when you need 9 yards and you have a wide receiver. You throw to a wide receiver who's at the 8-yard line or whatever it is. It's like, dude, just go one extra yard. Picked off. Jesus, that's a bad throw. That's a bad throw. You try to force that ball in there. Are you serious, dude? At this point, just get it. Thank you. That's inexcusable. Like, come on, man. Come on. Carson. What's he looking at? Who's he trying to go to? Alshon. Okay. So the one time he tries to get Alshon, he just forces a ball in there.
Forced another pass.
All right, we got a break. Yep. 610-632-0975. It's Egan Zulli on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Looking for wine with a reindeer-inspired name for your secret Santa? You've come to the right place.
The sweetness of a maple-glazed ham paired with a bourbon barrel-aged Cabernet. Uh-oh. We went there. And now my taste buds are hopping.
I can help you impress the boss with a great bottle of wine. Here's to a raise in 2019.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If California was its own country, it would be the 4th largest producer of wine after France, Italy, and Spain. Yep, we've got a whole lot of gifts in them thar hills.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
Who couldn't use a friendly wine elf? I can help you find the perfect bottle at just the right price.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Healthy holiday tips are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Use the buddy system. Don't go to a party alone. Bring someone with you that you can count on to support you if needed while you're there, or who will leave with you when you're ready. Recovery Centers of America provides high-quality addiction treatment. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Guys, do you have broken or damaged glass around your home or business? Call Economy Glass and Mirror Repair. When it comes to residential and commercial glass install and repair, it must be the guys at Economy Glass. With locations in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and now in Hamilton, New Jersey, they serve all of the Delaware Valley for replacement and repair of windows and sliding glass doors, patio windows, plexiglass, mirrors, shower doors, and more. For more info, call 610-269-3570. Online at economyglassandmirror.com.
Hi, Anthony Gargano. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Tropicana Atlantic City. Our free daily holiday musical light show with a 35-foot tall tree synchronized to music returns to the Quarter. Playing in the Tropicana showroom, Jingle, a magical holiday spectacular featuring Kevin and Caruso's Aerial Magic. Join our holiday sing-along on the boardwalk December 8th. Celebrate New Year's Eve with dazzling fireworks on the Tropicana boardwalk. Plus, stuff your stockings with Tropicana gift cards. For more information, visit Tropicana.net and have a great holiday season. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XPS. 2018 Buick LaCrosse. Previous rentals. 2019 Encore Terrain. 27 months leases. $1,595 to assignment. $1,500 GM competitive. Lease rebate and qualified. And ends 12/2014. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XTS was over 50,000. Now just $25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54,400. Now $32,600. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000. Now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Mark Sanchez back on the field for the Redskins. One of their offensive linemen was shaken up and taken out of the game, so that should help the Eagles pass rush on an already pretty bad quarterback. I don't know if you're in the bathroom or if you happen to see the somewhat trick play they tried. It was bad. It was a pathetic attempt at trying to surprise the Eagles.
I hate trick plays. I absolutely hate trick plays.
Yeah, they never seem to work, except when it's a Philly special. You know, I love trick plays when it's the Super Bowl and it's fourth down and you're on the goal line. That's when I love trick plays, because those always work. When you've got a third-string quarterback in there, I don't understand why you're calling a trick play. That's just my personal take. If I'm a first-stringer in there, I'm thinking about it. But
even on the trick play in the Super Bowl, you and I sat here and watched it and went, No. Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. All right, okay. Cool. That works.
I was just confused more than anything. I don't need to see Jason Witten.
I'm so sick of looking at Jason Witten.
I'm so sick of it, man. Like, I tweet this out. Me and you cannot. Kane's in the house.
Here he is.
What are you wearing? Well, I don't get the vest.
More ways to screw this game up.
I don't get the vest. Can you explain the vest to me, Stazak? Well, no, what I don't get is, like, I get that it's cold out. But yeah, to wear something, like, you're wearing an extra layer because it's cold out, but then you're wearing something with no sleeves, it's like you're still going to stay cold. Is that Markelle Fultz in the stands?
You see, that guy looked just like Markelle Fultz. It wasn't.
Markelle Fultz doesn't want anything to do with this city.
It wasn't, but the kid looked like a little bit like Markelle Fultz. Stazak.
He's out.
Stazak is in the building with his vest. Is his thing up or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Real quick, before I'm going to tell a funny story. You may have heard it, so if you haven't, or if you have heard it, you can just tell me to shut up. Tress Way is the Redskins punter. They're going to get running into the kicker there.
They shouldn't.
Tress Way is the Redskins punter. And a few years ago, you know how they elect a captain, offense, defense, special teams captain?
Yes, correct.
So when they went to vote for special teams captain, Tress Way got a vote. But instead of it saying Tress Way, it just said the punter. So
no one knew what his actual
name was. I was like, do his teammates not know what his name is, or they just trolling him so hard?
That's awesome. No, I don't think
the punter.
I think a lot of times they just have no idea. You saw that.
They're glorified soccer
players. You saw that with Jake Elliott and you know, his monster kick last year against the Giants, where the video of Carson Wentz, it's like, come on, big four.
I'll bet my salary on this.
This guy makes us, he's a superhero. Like, he has no idea what his name is. Because why would you?
Because he was on the team for about 6 days.
Special teamers are put in a corner. They don't associate with the actual players.
I did not believe this to be true, and obviously this is a kind of an exaggeration of it. But do you remember that scene in The Waterboy where he's like, all right, offense with me, defense with Coach, whatever his name was, yeah. Coach Smith, special teams, go run laps.
Yeah.
And the kicker's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's just me. I'm the only one running laps.
Yeah, that's what it
that's
is.
That's what being a kicker is like in the NFL.
The only reason people knew who John Dorenboss was because he did magic tricks. So he got friends.
Yeah.
But people have no idea who Rick Lovato is. If Rick Lovato could learn how to hide an ace, everybody would know who Rick Lovato is.
I could not pick out, if Rick Lovato came to me and said, hi, I play for the Eagles.
The only way
I'd be able to do it is if I deductively reasoned.
That's what I
get
have to
it
do.
Down to like four players.
That's what I have to do. I'd have to deductively reason, and I would start going with offensive linemen.
Yeah, you're not big enough to be an offensive lineman. You're not big enough to be a linebacker. You're not small enough to be a corner. That would be the only way that I could get it down to say you might be Rick Lovato.
Yeah,
And that's not a disrespect to the guy. He's done a pretty good job at long snapping.
Just showing how special teamers.
Doesn't work that way.
They're special teamers. Stazak, how we feeling?
Could use some more red zone efficiency.
Thank you for not only speaking loudly and clearly, but doing so in a microphone. He basically, but the listener can't see this, but he's standing far away from a mic that's not on. And he just goes, well, they could use some red zone efficiency. I mean, you kind of just like whispered it in a big way.
I'll be honest with you. There we go.
Could they find more ways to screw this game up?
I think they're actually running out of ideas.
How stupid was that call on fourth and goal?
How stupid was that call?
Stazak, that's all season long they've done this.
No, the play call I thought was
that's
terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
So
all
you were okay with the decision to go for it?
Yeah, I'm okay being aggressive.
I was saying to Pat, I'm going to take the points.
They probably should have taken the points. And that's not a retrospect thing. It probably should have. The Sean Payton didn't take it. It's a Thursday night. It cost him.
Right. But all season long, they've been shooting themselves in the foot.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yep.
By the way, Josh Adams, when he right there, when he turns that corner, he's tough, man.
He's tough.
I mean, he gets low and turns that corner. And that's a difference that it's hard to find in a lot of these running backs, man. Like, I did not think that he was a player in preseason.
I didn't either.
I thought the only reason he had a job, honestly, was because he went to Notre Dame. Boy, was I wrong. I mean, this guy's a legit running back.
Yeah, he's going to stick around for a while.
Him and Clement would be a nice...
Well, and that's the thing is, if you can make those two, maybe not your 1-2, but your 2-3, and get a legitimate running back in the draft, then you've set yourself up for success for quite a long time, because you've got three backs, two of which are undrafted, and one's on a rookie deal.
They'd have something
if they had an effective
first back. They'd have something like they had last year,
right?
Yeah,
and that was for super effective. Cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the key. Was getting LeGarrette Blount, and not only getting LeGarrette Blount, but keeping him happy after he had no handoffs,
no carries
against Kansas City.
KC.
You know, and he could have taken that the wrong way, and he has previously in his career, and he didn't. And I honestly think that was one of the underlying factors of their success last year was his attitude.
of not taking that, you know, negatively like he could have. Good, good screen pass, guys. Real nice screen
pass. That was a good call right there.
Yeah, I mean, this and Tyler's talked about this plenty this season. I mean, this line, really their strength is getting up to the second level, and especially Jason Kelce, but getting up to the second level and getting those blocks down. And it's, look, man, when you're a cornerback and you're some of these undersized linebackers and you've got Brandon Brooks running down the field, that's tough. Especially when you have a running back who's willing to, you know, let the block develop. It's tough, man. It's tough to shed that. So now we got, Tyler, this is like no man's land that we talked about.
This is trench warfare right now for the Eagles.
Yeah, this is where
that's the problem.
Like, I don't like when
you don't go
there.
Anywhere.
I don't like when they're here at all. Wentz delivers. So it'll be 2nd and 8. 3:10 left in the third quarter. Stazak, how's life going?
Life is good. Life is very good.
The crew here today?
No, the crew's not here. It's a little late for the crew.
They got school tomorrow.
A little late for the crew. They got school tomorrow.
Come on.
They're in plays, and they got chorus in the morning. And
you've got them active.
Instrumentals.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, they're rocking and rolling.
They're making yogurt in the yogurt stand.
Yeah, it's a bygone era, but it was good at the time.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
An extra square mile, a little place called Serendipity. Gets yourself a yogurt. You late?
Late. I'm bringing you in some cups. I still have like 50,000
legitimate
cups.
Question here. How do you not hit this kid?
Because he loves it. You know why? Because he never thought that anyone would do an impression of him.
Yeah.
So it's he's the only one. It's a badge of honor.
He's the only one. He's the only one.
I had a guy on my hockey team want an impression of you last night.
He did?
Yeah.
Did you give him
he
one?
He was like, hey, can you just Stazak for me? So yeah, for $5.
You know? He starts selling that. That's the stuff doesn't come for free.
I don't get on that pole for free, all right? I don't twerk for free.
You get on the ice for free,
I need
though.
$5.
And that's entertainment for us.
Oh, jeez, I'm so bad. I'm a locker room guy. All right. They're 1st and 10. They picked up the first down. Let's see if they can actually finish this drive with some points
just,
on like
did
last
he just
drive.
Just fall down?
Yeah, it looked like he just tripped.
By the way, Zach Ertz is now the all-time leading receiver in a season for the Eagles.
Stop.
And
enough of
there's,
the Jason
there's
Witten
four
stuff,
games
man.
Left still.
They're doing this like he's going to break it this game.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, 18 touches, probably not going
to
happen.
They're trying to force the Jason Witten angle because he's here with his stupid hairpiece. So you're trying to force this narrative. He's not going to do it this game. Move on.
Let the guy have a hairpiece, man.
There's no Eagles fan, and on top of it, there's no Redskins fan that wants to see that.
No, quite honestly, Joe, you may be able to answer this better than Pat and I because you've lived it longer. Do Redskins fans
they hate Dallas,
hate
more,
Dallas
than us.
More than we yes. hate Dallas?
No, I know the answer to this. Yes, and it's because they're a bigger rivalry because I believe a Dallas Cowboys owner had bought the rights to Hail to the Redskins. It like dates back to
fair.
A Cowboys fan or the owner.
Well, and I
had
think
bought the rights to the Redskins fight song, and that's under my impression. I was told that by like a diehard Redskins fan.
I think too, you will see. I don't know about you necessarily, Pat, but you will see a lot of people our age, you know, in the 20 to 30 range in the area, myself included, who hate the Giants more than they hate the Cowboys. Like, you're bred to be a Cowboys. You hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, just because that's what the generation above us
yes.
felt. But for me personally, the Giants were always the bigger threat to the Eagles.
Well,
therefore, I've always hated the Giants more than I hate the Cowboys.
So for me, the hate goes... it kind of changes, to be honest. So my family, a lot of my family members are Giants fans. But they're not annoying Giants
so
fans.
So that doesn't make it worse for you?
No, because they're not... Like, my uncle's the big Giants fan. He's not an annoying Giants fan. He's pretty level-headed. Now, that doesn't mean that he... You know, if they're, like, 2-8, he'll map out how they're going to make the playoffs. And that's annoying. What I'm saying is he's not the in-your-face, texting me after, like, if the Giants were to win last week. He's not texting me. He's not that guy. And he actually knows football, which helps. So I don't have to deal with like the annoying idiot Giants fan who's calling up and telling me why Eli's the greatest thing ever. Dallas fans annoy me because a lot of the Dallas fans that we encounter in this area have never been to Dallas.
No connection.
Don't really have a
whatsoever.
Good reason to cheer for Dallas. Their family isn't from Dallas. It's more of just like, yeah, when I was growing up, they were the good team, so I latched on.
So you're front runner. That's fair.
Yeah, so to me, it's Dallas, but the better team
has been the Giants under like our lifetime.
Right, and that's why I think that's why the hatred transcends to the Giants more than the Cowboys for me.
But for me, it goes to like what team do I loathe seeing succeed more? And to me, it's the Cowboys.
Fair enough.
Because then we get the Tyrone from Camden's calling, making stupid comments.
Yeah, but
we
for every Tyrone, Cowboy. From Cam, every Tyrone from Camden, you get a Sean from Pine Hill who's a Giants fan.
Who's a Giant, but like there's just not that many.
That's fair.
I mean, if the Cowboys beat the Eagles, we will hear from many more
all
Giants
of them, yes.
fans the next day than if the Giants beat the Eagles. You know, you'll hear from a couple Giants fans. You won't hear from many.
That's fair.
Because the Giants fans will sit back and go, yeah, all right, great. We beat the Eagles. We still suck. Whereas, you know, you'll get Tyrone from Canaan calling up telling us how Dak's better and how they're going to win the Super Bowl and how they're going undefeated. And you're like, dude, you're literally like it's the scene from Billy Madison of we all are stupider for having listened to your call. And that's what drives me nuts is these cockroaches come out of the woodwork. So for that, yeah, I actually hate the Cowboys more. But and then the Redskins have just been so irrelevant for so many years. It's like, I mean, who really cares about them? You know, it's like hating the Florida Marlins. It's like they just kind of been there.
They exist. I actually
see Tyler. That's great. Why? Because he was behind.
He got past the sticks.
The first.
He got past
down
the sticks.
Marker.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all.
I'm not asking for 20 yards on one play.
No, that's not what we're asking for. We're asking if you need five, run 6 yards and catch a football.
Fall down. I don't care.
It's a crazy.
Fall right
it's, a,
down.
It's a crazy philosophy that we have.
Here, by the way, splits for the Eagles so far today: 30 passes, 21 runs. I'm okay with that.
No, the splits have been good.
I'm okay.
Splits
with it. 60-40 is okay for the NFL now.
I think they've been very well balanced this game, and they've been running hard. They've been running hard, and you know because of that, you haven't been able to dial in on one set thing like other teams this season. Have keyed in on the pass because they know the Eagles' running game isn't strong. The emergence of Josh Adams has really made them a better football team, like a more complete football team, because
yeah.
now they have more confidence in running the football.
13,
you're not just going to Corey Clement, you're going to Corey Clement or Josh Adams.
13 carries for 50 yards. Now, granted, 13 for 50 is a 3.8 clip for Josh Adams, which is not entirely the greatest. You'd like to be above 4 if you could.
Yep.
But They've mixed in all three guys pretty well, you know, with the exception of the one Carson Wentz run. It's 4 for Clement, 4 for Sproles, 13 for Adams. I've got no issue with that.
I can't. Come on. It's like the football. I hate that crap. I hate it, Tyler. Like the damn football, please. Don't do that. Don't get in the motion and all that. I want to see plays. I don't want to see Old Navy commercials. Come on, Carson. Oh, it's frustrating. All right. It's Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog. Like, I have long, drawn-out conversations with him. And I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can get the latest power tools from trusted brands. Right now, you can buy the new Bosch Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit for $229 and get one of three select cordless Behr tools free, worth up to $199. Plus, you can save time by ordering online and picking up in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 1/30/2019. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Time to find the one, the perfect Christmas tree. And you do that at the Home Depot, where you'll be surrounded by a wonder-inducing selection of fresh-cut trees and greenery. You'll find the one, and then the Home Depot will net it and load it in your car for you. Or, if you want one brought to your door, you can order your live tree online and it will be delivered free. Fresh-cut trees and greenery. This is how we owe Christmas tree. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Continental U.S. only. Selection and prices vary by store. See store for details.
Napa Know How.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $17.99. Just $17.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Sports Talk for Pennsauken and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Tyler, we're going to do a quick math lesson, if you don't mind.
Good.
Well, were you a track
Let's
three?
Let's hear what you
said. Were you a track three kid in math?
Oh, man. Come on. I was good in school. I was good in high school.
I was
College hit me like a brick wall.
Okay. Well, I was a track three kid in math. What is more? 8 or 9?
I'm going to go with B. Final answer.
9 is correct. That's why they go for 2. It is
no,
Pat Egan.
No.
It is Tyler. No. Stop. It's just a fact. 9 is more than
percentage-wise,
8.
Percentage-wise, that's a terrible play call.
I mean, am I wrong? What's more, 9
no,
or 8?
You, yes, you're right.
Thank
because
you.
That's some kind
Thank
of convoluted
you.
Way of using
it. It's just math.
It's just you trying
don't
to
argue with me.
Get it in your head that that was the right call.
No. Don't argue with me.
If they don't pick that up, they're up 7.
Is 9 more than 8?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're arguing with me and Pythagoras.
I don't think Pythagoras has to do anything.
Thank you. It's
he
Pat
had a
Egan.
Theorem about triangles.
It's Pat Egan. It's Tyler Zuli. Joe Torti has shown up. He is in the building along with Joe Stazek. That's your postgame show. They'll go till 1 a.m. taking your phone calls. The Eagles get a touchdown while we were in the break. They go for 2. Look, in all honesty, I don't understand it other than the fact that 9 is more than 8. It was a questionable decision. It worked out. Thank God. Golden Tate ends up picking up the 2-point conversion, so the Eagles lead 22-13. What a score. In the fourth quarter, the Eagles all season long, they've struggled except that one game against the Giants. This is another game where they have actually looked pretty good. Defensively, offensively, you kind of expect it because, look, they're playing Mark Sanchez, who's been on the team for about 17 minutes at this point. But offensively, they've seemingly been clicking a little bit. You had that one hiccup in the back of the end zone where Josh Norman intercepted Carson Wentz after a really nice nice pickup there. It looks like they were going to score. They didn't. They got picked off. You had the stupid play call on 4th and 1. It's the handoff to Josh Adams. It was a very confusing personnel on the field. Other than that, though, I mean, this team's looked pretty damn good.
This is a team that knows their backs up against the wall, and they've come to play against the division rival. You're up 9
yeah,
with the worst quarterback, not named Nate Peterson ever, on the field.
I just... Part of me goes, all right, the Cowboys game against the Saints might have been a little bit of a wake-up call. I don't know how much of that actually plays into how they're playing tonight, but when you're expecting to go into Monday night having a chance to be tied for the division lead, and it's like, oh, crap, that team that just smacked us by like a million just lost to the Cowboys.
Who we still have to play again.
Yeah, we better
show up. And not only do they have to play again, they have to beat.
After losing
a few weeks ago.
No question. You absolutely have to beat them. So the Eagles lead 22-13. Torty, how you feeling over there, bud? You good?
Oh, I feel great. I feel really, really good.
You look good.
Are you confident more in the fact that Mark Sanchez is on the field, or are you confident more in the fact that the Eagles have clicked?
I mean, anytime Mark Sanchez takes the field, you know, especially if you're on the opposing team, you know that you feel great about your chances. Yeah, so...
I always think back to the Hard Knocks season with the Jets when they had Mark Sanchez as the quarterback. And it's funny to hear the personnel of the Jets talk about Mark Sanchez like he was going to be Carson Wentz, basically. And he was not. And that's a team that actually surrounded him with a decent amount of weapons, too. And he was just so bad. So, so bad. I welcome the sign of Mark Sanchez in the game. That's called a false start, Stazak. Well, and remember, too, they one of their offensive linemen's out for this game. I think he hobbled off. I haven't seen him come back. This has happened a few times for them, though, with Sanchez in the game, where they've had a couple false starts. Not a surprise that there's a miscommunication, you know, with the new quarterback in there who is not familiar with any of these guys. Just not surprised at all. But it backs him up 1st and 15. What's 22? What's that? I'm trying to figure out the over right now. Because I have the Eagles on the over.
What's the over?
I think it's 44 and a half. I got to check.
Oh, you're looking at 35 right now.
Yeah, I need more than that.
35 is not going to cut.
I need more than that. Whose brilliant idea that was the booger cart, by the way?
I don't know, but if there was a chance that they were going to lose this game, he was going to get doused in a beer.
Thank you, Nate Jerry. Thank you. Never a doubt. Never a doubt the Cornhusker comes through. Nate Jerry, your thoughts? Did he go to Nebraska?
He did go to Nebraska.
All right.
He played hybrid there.
I always get Nebraska and Wisconsin confused, mainly just because of the colors and they're Midwestern, and they're both pretty good.
And now they both play in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I always get those two confused. But picks off Mark Sanchez. That's not a surprise at all. He's kind of just waiting for that to happen, right? We're just waiting for the Mark Sanchez.
You know it's Gary, right?
His name's Jerry.
No, it's Gary.
Is it Gary?
Yes.
All right, I'll say his name correctly.
Put some respect on his name.
Okay, God forbid another third string linebacker.
You know, Pat, starter.
Pat's been...
Okay, yeah, all right, I love this. Torty comes in here with the smuggest look on his face, his stupid blonde hair, right? Comes in, oh, he's a starter. Like, oh, no, no. Is he a starter by default?
Is he?
By default.
Is he closer to starter or third string?
Right now? Well, I mean, right now he's starting on the team.
Oh.
He also started week one.
Oh.
All right, guy. What is this? Beat up on Pat Day?
No, this is Pat should know
you
the
made
roster.
Fun of my
day.
Hair.
Well, yeah, it's stupid and it's blonde.
It's not his fault.
He went to Nebraska. That's what I said. Where have you been? Where have you been? Where the hell have you been? Stazak's listening to the program on transistor radio. He's not live. Because everybody is listening.
Delay.
Yeah, everybody is listening.
He's on the app.
There's
right
a 10
now.
Second delay. Stazak is in the building, in the room, listening on the delay. Yeah, he was in Nebraska. Thanks for.
He's got the app pulled up on his phone right now. That's why he's so behind.
Interception, Nate Gary. Oh,
you know it's Jerry, right? You know it's Jerry, right?
Oh, it's Jerry?
Yeah, you know it's
That's
Jerry,
That's a G.
Right?
G does not make that sound.
You know, so I get this from my mother. So my mother's a big sports fan, surprisingly enough. And she is habitual with butchering names. So I know, Tori will remember, Alex Kovalev, right? Hockey player, really good, possible Hall of Famer. Kovalev. She'll call me up and mention Alex Korval. She just adds an
but
R.
But that's not even close.
She just decides to add an R. That's why she just stopped and goes first names now. So I get it from my mom of like just butchering names. Completely different from my mom. I'll apologize to Nate Jerry. My bad boy.
It's Gary.
Gary.
Nate Gary. My bad guy. I'm just going to start saying it to tweak you guys.
Just start calling them by their first names. And if there's multiple first names, you got to go number or middle initial.
The offense is back on the field. We need to get Alshon Jeffries involved and involved early.
You know what?
Did he get Corey Clement?
Somebody want to produce this program?
Wait, now we got Corey Clement right.
Flea flicker and a bad throw. Corey Clement, I will never get right. I will always butcher that every time because now it's in my brain of like how to say it and it's incorrect and I know that. Why are you looking at him like he's going to save you? Like,
well, he's the co-host of this show, so I thought
I'm just letting him go. I'm just going to let him say his things. You're going to live by the sword and die by the sword today.
Yeah, look, I mean, I would love to just say Corey, but
I love it how people like he played a huge role in the Super Bowl.
It's not going to change for me. I know it won't.
But Pat, at least you have all the letters there in place. The number of people that say Nelson Aguilar, that's my number one.
I know you. It's Aguilar.
That is my number one.
I nail that one.
It's not Aguilar either.
There's no A after the first one.
Christ's sake, guys.
It drives me
we're gonna
nuts.
We're going to play Name That Eagle.
And
it's pronunciation.
So bad at it.
I'm going to butcher the enunciation of all of them. It's Carson Wentz.
Guys, by the way, the Eagles are driving.
Zach Ertz.
I don't know if you know that.
Well, they're up by 9.
They're moving.
All right, now you're just showing off your math skills, too.
You know everything. You taught me 9 is more than 8.
I did. Yeah, that's just, Torty, that's just facts.
I didn't know before.
Well, we've already established that today's show is brought to you by the number 3.
Man, what is that?
So 9 is just, you know. It's 3 times 3.
That's a bad throw. That's a first down and a bad throw. Come on, man.
So now you settle for 3 after an interception that puts you in good field position.
Yep.
I still don't get the 9, but it's going to put you up by 2 scores. Well, you're already up 2 scores, but now you're up 12 if you make this.
Yeah. Look, all the name crap aside, Jake Elliott comes in. I nailed that name. The going for 2, I don't understand at all. Other than just to get more points, I don't get the advantage of it, you know, the downside of, I mean, I guess it's just the gutsy play call, you know, getting back to Doug's gutsiness. But other than that.
Well, I think that's what it was. Everybody started to say, Doug, where you been, man? What's going on? Why are you not calling plays? Yeah. You know, why are you not having guts and going for it on fourth down and it's short? That. Why are you kicking field goals? Yeah. And so I think that's really, that was a statement call.
Eagles kick a field goal. They get it. Lead 25-13. It is Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli. The boys from the postgame show are in the studio. We got to take a break. Call on the Fanatic.
97.5. The Fanatic. Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A+ rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation. Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitus for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's Deal of the Year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
It's time to find the one, the perfect Christmas tree. And you do that at the Home Depot, where you'll be surrounded by a wonder-inducing selection of fresh-cut trees and greenery. You'll find the one, and then the Home Depot will net it and load it in your car for you. Or, if you want one brought to your door, you can order your live tree online and it will be delivered free. Fresh cut trees and greenery. This is how we owe Christmas tree. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Continental U.S. only. Selection and prices vary by store. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Magster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, Mark Sanchez is doing a lot of Mark Sanchez things. He fumbled the ball. Almost threw a pick that last play. It's 3rd and 14. Hopefully we don't see good Mark Sanchez. Because that's the thing about these bad fringe NFL quarterbacks. They will show flashes. Like once every like 10 passes, they'll show you why they're in the NFL.
But yeah, we talked about that earlier when he made a really nice play to step up and get out of the pocket. And then he almost got picked off by Corey Grant.
They're so desperate right now. They're trying every trick play in the book. I mean, they're just like that's where they're at. Because they know that's their only hope. With Mark Sanchez in a quarterback is to do plays like that.
Well, and you said it right before we came back on. They know that they're bad. They know they're in deep, and they know that it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, Jay Gruden knows he's screwed. I mean, he'll say all the right things.
Sure, coach speak.
But there's a reason why this guy was unemployed 2 weeks ago. There's a reason for that. And by the fifth overall pick in the draft in, like, what, 2012, I want to say?
2010.
2008?
2010?
Tori's looking it up.
Something like that.
He was like the fifth overall pick. There's a reason why he got all those backup jobs. It was because he was the fifth overall pick. And eventually it just became like, yeah, he's just not worth it because he can't play. There's a reason why he was unemployed.
2009 draft.
2009.
We'll split the difference. Call it 2009.
Who is that? Matt Stafford first overall? No, that was 2008. Matt Stafford was 2008.
So 2009 would have been Bradford then, right? Or was he 2007?
I think Bradford was 2007.
So who was the number? Was it Ndamukong Suh?
No, he was number two.
Number two in 2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Matt Staff.
It was Matt Staff.
There we go.
I'm all over.
One of us can do things.
Look, I can't say names right, but I'll break
but
down
you know
the
draft
drafts.
Picks. You know draft
I'll
picks.
I'll break down the drafts and Ndamukong Suh.
You and I got in a rabbit hole about NHL draft picks.
Where did Ndamukong Suh go to school?
Stazak knows this one.
Stazak.
I'll let you know in a minute and a half.
Seriously? Stay sad.
He's on the transistor radio. He doesn't know we're having this conversation.
No, he said Nebraska, so I'm just making sure. I'm making sure he got the joke.
He wanted to get the delay in.
Joe, can I tell you how unexcited I am to get torched by our buddy Pat Callahan next Saturday? Because I said that the Redskins were going to be the number two team, and it looked good for a while.
Yeah, but
torched.
Like, I mean, considering the circumstances.
I'm still going to get torched for it.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
You can just point him towards my 3-0 week again this week.
Yeah, Joey Bags. 3-0.
I'm a juggernaut.
He's killing it. I got to give him credit.
What are you, like 16-2?
Something ridiculous over the last 4 weeks.
We pick three games a week. I have not won five in total. I've lost four and tied one in the last 6 weeks.
How's your 401k doing?
I would say
I don't know how that has anything to do with anything.
I just want to hear him humble brag more. Yeah, hit the market today, hit it hard. Yep. Bought gold, and then, you know, gold started going down, shorted gold, so I made out like a bandit. Yeah, and all my picks are hitting. I got blonde hair, I can say names right. I'm Joe Torti, post-game show.
God.
Love this guy.
I sense just a wee bit of jealousy.
Over Torti? Bit. Yeah, dude. Torti's a normal-sized human being. I'm jealous of every normal-sized human being. Torti, how tall are you?
Why is that important?
How tall are you?
6'1".
I'm jealous of everybody who's 6'1". Of course there's jealousy. I'd love to have a successful 401k. Oh
my God.
So, by the way,
Torti's regretting. Torti next week is going to sit in his car until
I am.
Gonna wait till the show ends.
At the 2-minute warning.
By the way, next week, Monday Night Football is the Vikings and the Seahawks. Should the Eagles win this game, which it looks like they should, who is in the best interest for the Eagles to win that game? Seattle?
No, I don't think so.
No, I go
well, isn't Seattle already the number one wild card team?
Well, it depends on who you'd rather play, right? Like, to me, I'd rather run into Minnesota than Seattle.
Well,
probably.
Right, but what I'm saying is, in terms of wild card standings, if the Vikings lose next week, they'd be what, 6-6-1, and the Eagles would be 7-6. Should they win next week, so the Eagles would jump Minnesota by virtue of that seventh win. So would it not be Seattle?
Tyler's making sense. Tyler's making sense. I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah, if the Vikings lose, Tyler they would be 6-6-1. And Seattle 7-5. So, yeah, and if you're aiming for a wild card, that is the case.
Well, and that's the thing is it's odd to say, but the wild card has almost opened itself up with the fact that Carolina's effectively laid down and died over the last couple of weeks.
Get that first down.
Which is amazing, almost. By the way. I don't know what happened to that team.
Earlier this year even worse.
What are your takes on Cam Newton?
He's a good quarterback. He's good.
Joe?
I wouldn't say he's great. I'd say he's good.
I have him in the same tier as like the Andy Dalton, Matt Stafford. Like
I think he's above them because he has the legs ability.
Yeah. But like, would it surprise any of us if Matt Stafford had like one ultra productive MVP season?
Didn't he already do that?
That's
yeah, he already threw for 5,000 yards.
So
well, and that's kind of what you expect too from a guy who's drafted first overall.
Yeah.
Like you should have. At the very least, one season where you just go
blow
nuts.
Up. Yeah. Same thing with Matt Ryan. Probably put him in the
wildly
same
overrated quarterback. I would take Newton any day.
I'm not a Matt Ryan guy.
But I mean, like those, I don't separate quarterbacks into tiers. I think that there's like six or seven good ones, and then like everybody else is varying levels of meh.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I agree with Tori on that.
Does Carson Wentz still stay in the good?
Yeah, he's in the good category.
So
yeah.
Who else would you include in that? Guys like obviously Brady and Breeze.
Brady, Breeze.
Does Rivers get in?
Yep.
How about Watson?
Yep.
Wow. Dude, that run. Damn it, it's coming back.
By the way, Russell Wilson, I think he's still in that tier.
Yeah. Russell Wilson has a legitimate case to be an MVP. Because without Russell Wilson, that Seahawks team is dreck.
Yeah. They're terrible. That offensive line is just...
They don't have anything anymore. Really.
No, I mean, the running back situation is like a disaster.
Yep. O-line situation's bad. Defense is clearly not what it once was.
That run by Josh Adams, the patience that he showed, is something you usually do not see from a rookie running back.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, he waited for that hole to open up. And, you know, normally it's just like, all right, go, 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 go. Nope. He waited. And it was a real strong run. What's your impressions of him, guys? Adams.
I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah, no, we talked about it.
I would be very inclined to say that you could make them your two and your three. Still have to go get a one.
So I asked Tyler coming in. I said, if for the rest of the season, if Josh Adams continues to play the way he's doing right now, does that make it easier to not draft a running back come April for you?
I still don't think so. I think you still have to get one. Not in the first round, but you still have to get one.
What about you?
I think that I don't think the Eagles are going to be in position to draft a running back that high to begin with. Plus, the running backs this upcoming year, there's no like top five or top six back that I see. But I always think it's good to add to the stable. I think that you should be drafting running backs and wide receivers pretty much every single year at some point. So
just like take one and...
Yeah, fourth round, fifth round, just so that you have bodies and you might hit.
Well, because I brought up releasing Wendell Smallwood and Tyler almost took my head off for it.
Yeah, I would do that.
I mean, you would have thought. I mean, but yeah, I understand. Tyler's in there with the Wendell Smallwood jerseys all Wendled up.
So I understand.
How many jerseys am I going to wear other than the one I'm wearing?
I'm surprised you keep putting different ones on. I don't know if you have a bag in there or what. But
this Phillies jacket has not been removed.
Yeah, let's break down Jane Segura.
What a murder trade. Holy cow.
I got a call from a former coworker here, and I wake up to a missed call from him at 11:30. And when I called him back, I said, first of all, you got to call me after 3 p.m.
How dare you?
I'm not up.
Yeah, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah,
Pat has told me, by the way, before he tells this story, he puts his phone on like the life alert mode.
Yeah, do not disturb.
It's basically you have to call like seven times to get through to him.
Yeah, do not disturb. So I get a call from him and I call him back and he goes, dude, like, what am I missing with this trade? Like, tell me why it's bad. Tell me why they got rid of him. All I could say was, they just wanted to do a salary dump. It's an incredible trade. Love it.
Dude, if you're a Mariners fan, like, how can you be right now with what's gone on over
the
last, like,
the only justification you can have is you watch the team who obviously came over, but in your own division, do exactly what they've just done and retool and then go on to have a couple years in a row of success, including a World Series so far.
Well, it doesn't work unless you flip Santana, right?
Well, eventually, yes, but if you take a look at that...
buy him out. I mean, they just want to sell
you
got to
take a look at
out.
That team that was on the beginning stages of what the Astros did. If you remember, they had Carlos Lee's contract.
Yeah, they by the time that they're ready to win, like to truly win, they're not. I mean, he won't be there. They'll buy him out. But
he only has 2 years left anyway.
I think we've talked about before while doing these games, like teams in sports that are literally just there. They're just fillers. Like the Florida Marlins, we mentioned them earlier. They're just kind of there. You're never worried about them. Cincinnati Reds are another team. I'm never worried about the Cincinnati Reds. They could sign anybody they want, and it's just like. They're the definition of below mediocre, and the Seattle
Bengals
Mariners
are the same way.
Yeah, the Bengals are the same thing. The Mariners are the same thing for me. Where even when they try to go for it, it's laughable because it's like you guys still aren't complete enough. Everybody who knows baseball can see it. Oh, that's a bad play. I don't know what that was, man. That got busted. But yeah, it's just love, love, love. This has been the first move for the Phillies I've been like legitimately giddy about in a while because I just didn't see it coming.
You know, especially since they're still going to sign everybody.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so you're kind of expecting Machado, you're expecting Harper. You're not exactly expecting Gene Segura. And to get him for J.P.
Crawford.
For
next to nothing.
For .213 hitting J.P. Crawford. For a guy who hasn't really hit well in years.
And if you can get Nicasio from 2 years ago,
yep.
You got a good reliever, too.
I need a touchdown here because the spread was 44.5. I don't need this field goal.
It's good.
I needed a touchdown, though. But Eagles lead 28-13. I'm the biggest mush in the world, man. I am the biggest. I'm going to lose this. This is over. It's going to hurt. We will go to break. 4:48 left in the game. Eagles lead 28-13. They're beating the Mark Sanchez-led Washington Redskins. I am Pat Egan. He is Tyler Zuli, along with the post-game show here with Joe Stazak, Joe Torti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. Optima Tax Relief. Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Shop Lowe's and save on a Craftsman 81-piece mechanics tool set, now just $89.98. The set includes drive tools, sockets, an extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, making it easier to get into those hard-to-reach spaces. Plus, it's backed by a full lifetime warranty, so you can be sure the tool you need will be there when you need it. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Valid through 12/5 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary 4-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company at Conshohocken, PA, or Sickerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
Texas and additional all offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XDS, 2018 Buick LaCrosse, Prius Rentals, 2019 Encore Train, 27 monthly 1695 lease annual, 1500 GM competitive lease rebate qualified and ends 12/2014. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout on 375 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. 30, 40, up to 50% off. 2018 Cadillac XTS was over $50,009, now just $25,400. That's 50% off. $199 down delivers. 18 Cadillac XT5 was $54,400, now $32,600. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000, now just $22,000. That's 50% off. 0% financing for 72 months. Lease new Buick Encores from $159 per month. GMC Terrains from $179 per month. Year-end savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right, 3rd and 13, Mark Sanchez trying to lead the charge as the Eagles lead into the Washington Redskins. 28-13, flagging the play, false start. That's like the 19th false start of the game for the Redskins. Delay of game. I'm sorry. Delay of game. Thank you. Thank you, Joe Stazak, just chiming in.
No problem.
Just right behind me. He's, you know what he's doing? He's
calling in on cup and string.
He's Matt Lombardoing me right now. And like Matt Lombardoing going his nice rant, and then he would just say four words and then just stop talking. That's what he's doing. Not giving any insight, any analysis, just his four words and then he's out. All right. 3rd and 18. You'll hear him on the post game show shortly. 3:21 left. If you have the over like I do, there's a flag in the play. I expect it to be holding. Yeah, the over. You really need to stop here. Not to put the gambling situation in it or anything like that. I got to stop gambling on games, man.
Stop playing games.
I got to stop.
Actually, I'm going to tell you what I told you 4 weeks ago. Stop betting on the Eagles.
I'm like, no. I had the Eagles covering.
I know you do, but the thing is, you get very agitated when they don't cover. Even if they win, you feel like you were cheated.
Booger McFarland just talked about Fletcher Cox being in Aaron Donald's class, and I really, really like Fletcher Cox. That's such an irresponsible statement to make.
Aaron Donald is in Fletcher his Cox. Own class. He's the teacher.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox is the
He's
class.
The dean.
Yes,
he
Fletcher
owns
Cox.
The school.
I'm no, sorry. I'm Aaron sorry. Donald. Aaron Donald. Yes. Why would you can hop on the mic and ask that question, or you
they've
can just
given up,
yelling
Joe.
Into the back.
They've given up.
Jesus, Joe. It's live radio, and he's just like, yeah. I mean, that must be terrible for the listener to hear. You just hear Joe's doing, why are you punting here? Because they've given up, man. That's why.
They've given up.
Let me ask you, okay? So, you're Jay Gruden. Your quarterback is Mark Sanchez. Why wouldn't you punt? What's the point? You're just delaying the inevitable. Give him the ball back. Your defense has a better chance of scoring than your offense does.
Idiotic.
I can't hear you.
Idiotic.
No, I still can't hear you.
Well, we're trying to keep the ball away from Tom Brady, you know?
Hey, that worked almost. Worked in the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz, 307. Isn't that like the magic number that if Wentz throws for over 307, that they
Did you make your own
lose?
Stat up there?
No. Wasn't that the whole Sean Payton? I think it was the number was 307. If he throws over 307.
They don't lose.
No. The Eagles have like a losing record when he throws for over 307.
So he should stop throwing for yards?
No. I just thought it was ironic that they showed this just, 307.
I'm just playing with you, man.
Well, no, you can't play.
You're
this
agitated.
Is sports.
You're agitated.
This is, you can't play. You got jokes all of a sudden? What am I, a clown?
I'm not a jokester.
Are you funny? Like, funny
come on, we all know you're the funny guy on this show.
That's not true.
I do the analytics. You do the funny stuff.
Ooh, Jason Peters hopping off the field. Everybody take a shot. Who had Jason Peters 258? Who's closest in your bingo pool?
Nobody. We were all over.
Man, I can't believe that's happening. Well, here comes Big V. Let's see what happened. He got kind of, yeah, he got, he grabbed his ankle, he got rolled up. Kelsey rolled him up there. So he'll be back out in probably three plays, I assume. Dude, very angry right now.
When you're a big man like that, you are susceptible to a lot of injuries, and they've, yep, I think they've just mounted up for him. He has to be frustrated.
Oh, he's going to be a guy who has trouble like walking in 10 years.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's going to be
Well, and you know too, with offensive linemen, they generally go one of two directions when they're done playing. You either see them like Jeff Saturday, where they slim down yeah, or they balloon.
Yeah.
And I could see Peters being the latter, just simply because he's going to be so immobile.
I don't need to keep harping on this over thing. The over is 44.5. And they're going to kick a field goal, and it's going to be 44. And I'm going to be at the roof just jumping off of it.
No one cares.
It just hurts, man. I got to vent to somebody, all right? I can't talk to my wife about this. I got to talk to you guys, my boys.
Well, if you start talking to your wife about this, she's going to give you,
she'll be like, why are
your gambling baby,
yeah,
money
why
away.
Why are you betting $25 American on the over, Pat?
That's diapers.
It was. It was until I just lost it. It's tough, man. It's tough. All right.
Hey, y'all.
Postgame show coming up shortly. How you living over there?
I'm sitting here stewing.
Why?
Because I'm going to lose in fantasy football because they stopped throwing to Zach Ertz and because Zach Ertz got stopped inside the five. I'm going to lose by a point and a half.
He's going to lose in gambling. You're going to lose in fantasy football. Stay, Zach. You playing like Dungeons and Dragons over there? You're going to lose? Like the Eagles affect that somehow?
Well, he's
got
to find out by rolling like 2d6 or something like that. He doesn't know if he's going to lose yet.
What is that?
2d6?
Yeah.
That's nerd talk for two dice that have six sides. That's what that means. 2d6.
Oh, okay.
So back to the game. You can use that on Quizzo.
So back to the game. No, man. Quizzo, I'll tell you what. The problem with Quizzo.
There is none.
There is one. The problem with Quizzo is, and I love doing it.
Every question has ever been asked.
Drake Tavern, Jenkintown, Wednesdays, 8:45-ish.
Oh, you're an ish host? Like, you just roll in when you want?
I say 8:45, so people are there at 8. So if I start at 8:52 or I start at 8:57, people aren't pissed off. I never start before 8:45. It's 8:45 to 9, 8:45-ish. So what do you care?
You're just sitting there stuffing your face.
You don't show up anyway.
That's too far out of the way for me.
I'm waiting to hear what the problem is.
Plus, if you're not here on a Wednesday night, that generally speaking means I'm here.
There. The problem is you'll get people that will nitpick questions. And it's like, dude, really? We're like nitpicking. So if I asked, what is 2D6? Somebody out there will be like, oh, it's some rap group from, you know, Detroit.
It probably is.
And that's my point. And I go, no, dude, it's a six-sided dice. And I'm going to be like, well, hold on. What do you mean? It's a rap group.
I have the EP.
I don't feel like dealing with this. But it's one of the reasons I don't do like an all night of like the office questions, because I'm going to get every office nerd like, actually, sir, in the episode 10, Michael Scott said clearly, and I'm like, I don't feel like dealing with those people. That's the problem with Quizzo. Quizzo hosts don't feel feel like arguing with
it's
you.
That's why you have to ask black
we'll
and white questions.
We'll just give you the
no
damn
gray
point
area whatsoever.
Face. That's what I do. Just look at the guy. I'm just going to give you the point, dude. Just go back to your table. Back to the game.
You got a $20 gift card on the line. Come on.
25.
That's big money.
It is. And then a free round of drinks.
You know, $25 gift card, you know what that would go well with? An Eagles over.
It would. It would be nice.
Stop running the ball.
I could, no, keep running that ball. I mean, no, I would like to throw the ball, too.
I know. I'm rooting for both of us.
I would love if they just busted a run. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I don't hope this because I don't hate you that much, but I could see this happening where... I could see it happening where this is going.
I like how he qualified it by saying that much.
Where they Brian Westbrook this, where he busts through the hole and falls down at the three.
On one leg.
We are friends. That was just a joke.
So, funny story, since this game's pretty much over. Every fantasy league that you're in, that you've been in for a little bit, every league has this guy who's by far like probably the best GM. Like, every league has the guy you're like, all right, like... He's picking the studs. Like, he's drafting Philip Lindsay. And you're like, who the hell is that? Like, you have no idea who he is. Every league has that guy. But for my league, that guy never won. And the closest he ever came was that Brian Westbrook game, where Brian Westbrook took a knee. And I was sitting there with the guy who beat him, and we're watching the game, and Westbrook takes a knee, and he just shoots up, and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I just won, because he took a knee, because the other guy had Westbrook. Well, last year, Galazinski finally won the league for like the first time, and we all felt good for him as Carson Wentz takes knees and screws my over. And I was able to get Westbrook to like film a message to him saying, hey, sorry about taking that knee years ago, but congratulations on you winning. And he sent me a message that said, like, this is better than me actually winning the league. Having Brian Westbrook mention the league is better than me actually winning it. So
he doesn't want the money. He just wants the notoriety.
He just wanted the notoriety. The Eagles will improve to 6-6. They are 3-1 in the division. They have a key matchup next Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. We will be on. It will be delayed a little bit, though, because of Flyers and Sixers games and whatnot. So the postgame show is coming up next. It'll be Joe Torty. It will be Joe Stazak. They'll be taking your phone calls on the Eagles victory tonight. Once again, the Eagles win 28-13. On to Dallas next week. For Tyler Zuli and Pat Egan, that's me saying we'll talk to you next week.